Fletcher Strong, a.k.a. the Roll Bandit.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. In over 80 seasons of Bulldog football, there have only been six times that the Gridiron Squad's begun a season with a 7-0 record. Head coach Jake Johnson and his 2021 Dogs never had an undefeated streak to begin the season as a goal, but it fuels their primary focus of winning the Region 4A crown at Turney Ford Field on October 29th. Three games stand between the black and gold ballers and that fateful showdown, and the first is here in Huntsville, Tennessee tonight. The 6-0 courageous Clay County Canines have traveled a winding route 2 hours eastward to a place they've only wandered once before, Scott High School, home of the 1-4 Highlanders. It's here that head coach Josh Terry looks to lead his team to their first outright win of the season as his Class 4A-ranked Highlanders take on the AP Single A6-ranked Dogs. It's time for Fall Break Football here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exterior, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there. Offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control, When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our seventh Bulldog football broadcast of this season. For the third time this year, we are on the road with the Dogs due to this Eastern time zone kickoff at 7:30. CarQuest pregame show came on at strange time, 5:30 Central. So if you know somebody that typically listens in, let them know that we're on right now. Thomas will mention that again in a minute probably. Folks, I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll describe the games that takes place for you tonight. I'm pleased to be joined this season after a week's hiatus by the Commissioner of Commercials and the Advocate of Ads, our network producer, Rob Edwards.
Thanks, Daniel. It's good to be back. Missed you guys a little last week. Got to listen to you while we were on the road, but just a different feel from being in person with you.
All right, glad to have you back, Coach. Absolutely. Also joining me is the Horizon Sports Network's captain of creative content and provider of pivotal opinions, Thomas Weaver.
You never cease to amaze me, Daniel. Thanks for that kind introduction.
Well, I did Rob's part. Your part actually came from your little brother, John Weaver. He came up with that last week, and I worked it in tonight. So, John, if you're listening, there you go.
Shout out to little brother. Guys, back on the road again here tonight. And what a winding road we had to get here, Daniel. You know, I was a little worried about the trip between Livingston and Jamestown, but you took us down through the gorge of about three or four state parks, I think. A beautiful drive over here, but kind of rough.
Yeah. Some hairpin turns there coming through Big South Fork between Jamestown and Oneida, but well worth it. Not going to go home that way in the dark, though.
Okay. Well, we also made the most of that trip with another good pregame meal over at Preston Steakhouse in Oneida. Not a bad place to pony up to the table. And like you guys talked about, although little brother John did a fine job filling in last week, it's good to have our regular producer and coach of the year back here with us tonight. In a pretty nice setup here at this 4A school in the press box, Coach.
It is. We probably one of the nicer press boxes we've been in, and we haven't been in many, though. Usually we try to sit in the stands with the fans, which creates a better atmosphere for everybody. But if you got to be in a press box, this is a pretty good one to be in.
And there's no place I'd rather be than here with you two on a football Friday night. Haven't said this year, but I appreciate both of y'all for what you do for the Horizon Sports Network. It wouldn't be what it is without you, and some of that was evident last week as we kind of struggled through the pregame show without Coach Daniel.
Yeah, he keeps us on time for sure. We got a little behind last week, but we got all the sponsors covered.
We did, but I want to thank you both for what you do. And what a team we've got in front of us here tonight. They're looking to make a little more history by keeping their unbeaten streak alive here against an unfamiliar 4A foe who may present some unknown challenges, Daniel. We saw them when they came out. They looked the part.
We played them back in the 90s when I was playing. Very physical team. They beat us the 2 years in 97, 98 we played. And, honestly, they play a tough schedule in 4A ball. For them, this could be a step down in competition. I kind of hate to say that. Clay County's really good. And we know that, but Scott County probably looking at this one with pretty good optimism.
Yeah, I think they're looking at it as, hey, we might have a shot here tonight to get off the snide. But Clay County is undefeated, and there's another team that remains undefeated. And we always know what we're going to get out of them, and that's those who've helped us get here and get the Horizon Sports Network off the ground and kept it going for five seasons now, and that's our sponsors, Daniel. We can't thank them enough.
Absolutely. Going to say it every week. Appreciate them.
We also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Delhi Horizon newspaper each week because that's where this all started. The Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the print media we put out every week, and we hope folks will pick up a copy next week. Up next, as we do in every broadcast and pregame show, we'll talk about what was in the paper in this week's Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's blowout win of Air Bowling Springs. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game. Daniel, that headline read, Dogs Manhandle of Red Bowling Springs and Get to 6-0. And the story talked about how it was no contest last Friday night in the neighboring county rivalry between Clay County and RBS, better known as the Battle of the Bulldogs, as the Black and Gold Dogs had 8 different players score touchdowns in their 61-14 victory. While senior linebacker Wade Coon set the tone for Clay County on the defensive side with a team-high tackle performance to help the starters pitch an early shutout, juniors Jimmy Burchett, Joseph Markham, and John Hamilton, seniors Carson Sharp, Grant Strong, and Eli Smith, sophomore Joseph Burville, and freshman Worm Smith all found the end zone in the 47-point blowout win, as your summary is going to show.
It does, and on top of the official scoring onslaught that you just ran through, junior Alec Kerr had 3 punt return touchdowns called back, and another Sharp score was also wiped off the board with a penalty. Following the first 2 negated Kerr highlights, freshman starting quarterback Nate Adams found Burgett from 26 yards out for the Dogs' first points that counted, and the receiver then crossed the stripe again on the ensuing Red Bull Springs possession with an interception return for a touchdown. Kerr, who was 4-5 on the night, added the 2 extra points, and Clay County led 14-0 midway through the first quarter. Markham's 20-yard rushing touchdown and an impressive pick 6 by Hamilton then doubled the Dogs' margin to 28-0 before the opening period expired, before Strong and Sharp quickly made it 40-0. Strong picked off a RBS pass, returned it to the 18-yard line, and caught a fade from Adams from there for his receiving touchdown. All prior to Sharp following Kerr's final nullified special team score with a 12-yard run to pay dirt. Reserves entered the game at that point and yielded a Red Bull Springs touchdown on their ensuing possession before Adams and Burble connected for a 23-yard scoring strike and Eli Smith streaked 44 yards for 6 more. Kerr drove another through the uprights and Strong drilled the first of his 2 made PAT kicks to account for the 54-6 Clay County halftime lead. The second half featured a mercy rule running clock and highlights from freshman Lance Burchett at quarterback and Worm Smith at tailback, including his 25-yard rushing touchdown for that final score of Clay County 61, Red Bull 14.
Clay County racked up 313 yards on 33 offensive plays in their win, including 243 rushing yards and 4 touchdowns, and a total of 70 passing yards and 3 touchdowns on 5 completions. Adams went 4-for-6 for 67 yards and 3 touchdowns, and Lance Burchett completed 1 pass for 3 yards. Burble caught 3 balls for 26 yards and a touchdown, while Jimmy Burchett caught one for 26 yards and touchdown, and Strong had a touchdown catch for 18 yards. Sharp was leading rusher with 7 carries for 68 yards and a touchdown, ahead of Markham, who had 4 carries and 45 yards and a touchdown. Eli Smith, a 44-yard touchdown run. Worm Smith had 3 carries for 37 yards and a touchdown. Sophomore Austin Anderson, 6 carries, 33 yards. Freshman Hayden Adams, 1 carry for 10 yards. Lance Burchett had 2 carries for 6 yards, and Burble, 2 carries for negative 1 yard. Coons, 5 tackles led the defensive effort. Kerr, Worm Smith, and freshman Eli Burnett had 3. Sharp, Eli Smith, sophomores Hayden McGee, Ben Maxfield, and Ernesto Sanchez recorded 2 apiece. 9 players had 1 tackle in the contest, including Markham, Hamilton, Hayden Adams, Joseph Burville, Lance Burchett, and sophomores Weston Burville, Logan Jennings, Tyler Wathel, and Braden Allred, while Strong and Jimmy Burchett both had interceptions. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Del Hollow Horizon. And like Daniel said earlier, we got a little early start this week, so we hope you'll remind your friends that we're on the air. We went on at 5:30. We hope you'll let them know to tune in now to hear the rest of the CarQuest pregame show. So stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network for much more.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dawgs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the Teter Weston Way playoffs for 4 consecutive seasons and have 23 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 10-23, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The Scott High Highlanders have made 11 playoff appearances overall, with their most recent coming in 2016 and their first back in 1984. They have a 3-11 playoff record, with their furthest advancement being the second round on 3 occasions. These teams are meeting for the third time tonight in their histories. The 2 prior meetings took place in 1997 and 98, when the Highlanders won 44-21 here in Huntsville in 97, and then 42-0 in Salina in 98, giving them a 2-game series win streak and the Dawgs an 0-2 series record against Scott High. We only have one standout stat leader from this series. We'll use that as a trivia question from Subway later on in the action tonight. In place of that tonight, we're going to share the current Bulldog leaders very quickly. Passing leader, of course, Nate Adams. 39 completions on the season on 67 attempts for 796 yards, averaging 130 yards a game passing. Listen to these next two stats. 10 touchdowns, no interceptions. Great performance.
Yeah, he's just been unbelievable so far to start his career. And his receivers, you got three here on the list, Daniel. The leading receiver for this year is Jimmy Burch. He's got 17 catches for 292 yards and three touchdowns, averaging 17 yards a catch. Alec Kerr right behind him with 16 receptions, 324 yards. So I guess Kerr's the leading receiver
in yardage.
I apologize for that. He's averaging 20 yards a catch. He also has three touchdowns. And then Grant Strong, who's come in, he got four games under his belt now?
Pretty much. Missed first two, yeah.
Yeah, nine catches, 172 total yards, 19.1 yards per catch, and four touchdowns out of nine. That's pretty solid.
Definitely. So, rushing, it's all about two guys, Joseph Markham and Carson Sharp. Markham, 41 carries on the season for 215 yards, averaging 5.2 yards a carry, has six touchdowns. Carson Sharp, the feature back, has more carries with 73 touches this year, 505 yards. Carson averaging 6.9 yards per carry. He also has six touchdowns. Joseph, of course, if you're familiar with the team, the heavy hitter. Carson, the lightning quick speed on the edge. Just a good duo back there.
No doubt. Defensive leaders, we got five guys here that have at least 25 tackles so far, and that starts with Jimmy Burch. He's got 25 tackles total and two interceptions on the year. Behind him, Wade Coons, 26 stops, two for loss, and also an interception.
Alec Kerr tied with Wade with 26 stops, one of them a tackle for loss. Levi Garrett, he's not in action tonight. Levi, the second leading tackler on this team, 28 tackles on the season, two TFLs, three quarterback sacks included in that. And then the tackle leader, Thomas, Joseph Markham, getting it done from his linebacker position, 32 solo tackles, two tackles for loss, two quarterback sacks, an interception, giving him 36 total stops overall. Those five guys easily could be the best defender on anybody's team. And on our team, you've got to fight hard to get in that top five right there.
You really do, Daniel. And, you know, one thing that stands out to me about Joseph Markham, a lot of that miscellaneous defensive stuff came in one contest. If you'll remember, he did it all in that one game. And that's what you get from Markham. You get everything across the board.
Certainly do. That concludes our opponent portion of Atlanta Bulldog history. After word from our sponsors, we will return with our lustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small-town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, tonight we continue our weekly celebration of the Bulldogs of the past by recognizing a team that celebrate either a lustral or decadal anniversary. Last week we discussed the 1981 Bulldogs. This evening we turn back the clock 35 years to 1986. Roger Clemens set a Major League Baseball record with 20 strikeouts in a game. Fans poured into movie theaters to see Top Gun. The Oprah Winfrey Show debuted, and Russell Richardson was in his fifth year as the head coach of Bulldog football. And what a season this was. They were coming off of a semifinal run in 1985. They finish up with a strong 8-3 record in 1986. Strong offensively, scored about 24 points a game. Defensively, only allowed around 9 points a game. Thomas, this a team that finished 11th, just outside the top 10 of our Horizon Sports Network power rankings that we unveiled a couple years ago. Real strong squad here, and folks are going to find out as you share the names why they're so strong.
Well, 7 freshmen on the team that included Bobby Scott, Scotty McLean, Jason Upton, Carl Ledbetter, and future Hall of Famers Stephen Arms, Jason Narhead Hamilton, and Bobby Tupi Kerr, who all were contributors, I assume, even as freshmen at that time, Daniel.
Correct.
Sophomores, 7 of those also, Pat Baggio, Pat Smith, Tony Maxfield, William Larry Strong, Rob Eads, Scott Barlow, and Hall of Famer and all-time tackle leader from the day, Kenny Garrett. 10 juniors, Boyd Heston, Jimmy Melton, Kenny Meadows, Larry Copeland, Mark DeLong Jenkins, Troy Watson, William Birdwell, Johnny Rich, who was the sack leader at one time, Stevie Key, another great linebacker, and Hall of Famer John Carlisle, and then led by 7 seniors, Jeff Eads, Jeff Rich, Jerry Arms, Michael Thompson, Randy Nixon, and Hall of Famers and all-time greats, Craig Ogletree and Kevin Watson.
Head coach
Russell Richardson, the dream team right here, assisted by Jonell Eads and Coach Randall Walker. 4 managers on board, Billy Cornbread Maxwell, Brian Denton, Joey Rich, and Lewis Hamilton.
Even a strong group of managers on that squad.
That's right.
just a great team right here. We're going to run down through this schedule. I know a lot of you listeners probably remember this team very well. They open up the season with a beatdown in Gainesboro of Jackson County, 31-7. Kevin Watson, Thomas, 5 touchdown passes in that contest. After that week one game, the Dogs ranked 10th in single A in the AP poll. Of course, they came into it with a lot of hype off of that semifinal run in 1985. Then they go on to decimate Red Bull Springs 54-6 in the second game of the season. They move up in the rankings to 5th. After that win at 2-0, and they have a showdown, Thomas, with Gordonsville week 3. Down at Turney Ford Field, Gordonsville ranked 3rd in the AP poll. Salina High 5th. Didn't turn out too well, though.
Yeah, they got humbled by the Tigers and lost 39-7 in that one, Daniel. I'm sure a disappointing way to really start the season. But they recovered and came back and beat Baxter the next week 19-0. They're 3-1 headed into the next week. Go down to Carthage, maybe. Not sure where that one was played.
At Salina.
In Salina. Oh, okay, I see now. And shut out Carthage, Smith County, 28-0. And then that one had a lot of highlights. Craig Ogletree had an 80-yard touchdown run. Stephen Arms came in and threw 3 touchdown passes in that one in relief of Watson at the time, I assume.
Watson was injured.
Okay.
Had a mid-season injury, and Arms started a couple of games as a freshman.
And then John Carlisle, 117 receiving yards off of the arm of Arms. and Clay County rebounded and became ranked 8th in the state after that win.
Sitting at that 4-1 record after the first half of the season, entering the back half, they beat Monterey 31-0. Craig Ogletree showing off with 3 touchdown runs in that game. They move back up to 5th in the AP poll with a 5-1 record. Go down to Watertown, shut them out 37-0. So that's the 4th of 4 shutouts during this regular season. They get to 6-1 at that point behind Kevin Watson's 3 touchdown passes. One of those to Jerry Arms, good for 75 yards, a pretty lengthy one there.
And you can see what that Gordonsville loss did for him, the motivation. You know, 4 straight shutouts right there after the Tigers put a whooping on them. You know, sometimes that's what it takes to humble you and get you rolling.
You're right, and certainly it did. They enter a game with Macon County, the 8th game of the season. Macon County was 1-5. At the time, not a very strong team that year. Macon County a double-A team at this point. Macon County wins the contest by 1 point, 19-20. I'm going to call it a heartbreaking loss there, a big upset, because as we mentioned, Salina High School was ranked 5th in single-A at the time. Macon County upsets them 19-20 to put them to 7-2 on the year. At that point, Thomas going into a big showdown with the Hall guy over in Livingston.
And this was another close battle, Daniel. A 2-point ball game in the end. Salina High School takes care of the Hog Eye 14-12. And listen to this. We talked about him being a great linebacker when I was running down the name. Stevie Key led the way with 15 tackles in that one. And you just can't beat or emphasize more a win over Livingston.
Absolutely. They wrap up the regular season with a win against East Robertson at home, 20-6. Jason Arhead Hamilton is a freshman, 198 yards rushing. Kenny Garrett, the Hall of Famer, recording 16 tackles in that contest. So at the end of the regular season, Coach Richardson's squad had a pretty strong 8-2 record. They drew a first-round playoff matchup with a tough Westmoreland team. They lost the contest 6-14, ending their season. Salina led 6-0 early, and from what I understand, horribly muddy conditions. That night in Salina, it was a home game for the Bulldogs. They had a 52-yard Kevin Watson touchdown run the first quarter to put them up. Gave up 2 second-quarter touchdowns, so the halftime score was 14-6, Westmoreland's favor, and that's the way the thing wrapped up. Thomas Westmoreland goes on to beat Nashville Christian in the second round, 15-6. Then they beat Knox Catholic 28-6 in the third round before finally losing to South Pittsburgh 21-7 in the semifinals. So Salina High School nearly, you could argue, almost had back-to-back semifinal years, 85 and 86, had it not been for this loss to Westmoreland in the first round.
Yeah, and had multiple opportunities to score and tie or take the lead, it sounds like, in that scoreless second half, Daniel. So that tells you how close that ball game really was.
Yeah, and I'm satisfied the conditions probably pretty bad. I know on a wet night at the old field over in town, it could get pretty nasty. Cheerleaders from 1986, Becca Fox, Donna Lacey, Valerie Scott, Christy Eads, Kim Fox, Tanya Seaver, Virginia Birch, and Amy Webb, and the football queen that year, Miss Lanae Donaldson. Thomas, final comments on 1986.
Well, this is in my time, you know, this is when I first started knowing about Salina High School football. These are some of the first names and of people that I got to see play or knew who they were, and honestly, legends in my mind.
I agree. It's been our pleasure to discuss the 1986 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 35th anniversary. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owner Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson. And still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineup. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Scott High, where the Dogs will look to improve to 7-0 with a win over the 4A Highlanders. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson and senior linebacker and fullback Eli Smith for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, as always, thanks for having us over today.
Glad you came in, Tom.
Eli, appreciate you taking the time sitting down with us this morning.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Coach, your team stayed undefeated last week with a blowout win of RBS, Redbone Springs, and it went kind of like what you wanted for the most part, I'd say.
It did, and, you know, I kind of challenged them. I called out the older guys to let's start out, let's play fast. You know, let's put it away and let's handle our business. You know, no need to – I hate the idea of playing down your competition, and not to slight Redbone Springs, but – you know, as far as putting a game together early, you know, it's one of the better ones we've had.
And in that win, you had eight different guys break into the end zone and score a touchdown, including this fella sitting to your right here. Eli Smith really turned on the Jets.
He did. I'm afraid to give him another carry. I mean, he's averaging 44 yards a carry right now. I really don't want to mess that up for him. You know, but you know, he's got some speed. He's got some wheels. You know, we need to work a little bit on some ball security. But you know, for a guy who mainly plays defense or that blocking back, you know, kind of threw him a bone. And you know, we're kind of discussing it, me and Coach Harris. Like, we'll see, you know, on the first carry. If he does pretty well, we'll give him another one. Then, well, there it went.
Right.
To the house.
Eli, that had to feel good to get your first career touchdown on your first career carry.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
I'm sure if he hadn't scored, Coach, he might have got a few more.
He would have got a few more. he definitely would have, but you know, it's like, okay, let's get somebody else some touches. He's found Pater, you know.
Right.
So we rotate a little more beyond that.
Well, after that, he looks like he's got potential on both sides of the ball, Coach. But his major contribution has been on the defensive side, and honestly, kind of been a godsend with the injury to Keaton Arms coming in and starting in his place.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, football's unfamiliar territory, or has been in the past for him, and I've stayed all over this kid for four straight years. I had him in class as a freshman. We had him on video, me and Wade did, him promising that he'd play football, and well, he, you know, we never could get him, but, you know, luckily he did come out, and, you know, like I said, him coming came at such an opportune time, especially with Keaton coming out and, you know, him stepping up and being a next man up thing. We're glad to have him.
And Eli, I know you're new to the game, like Coach said, but you settled right in, especially on the defensive side of the ball. How'd you get up to speed so quick?
Probably the coaches, and they helped me out a lot. And Wade always showing me what to do and walking me through it.
Wade's a part of the staff. Coach Wade's a part of the coaching staff also.
Yeah.
Right. And you played a big role, like we said, filling some big shoes. It had to be a little pressure that came with that.
There was a lot. I remember Coach D looking at me and telling me to go in. There's a thousand things going through my head, but managed to go in there.
And you mentioned your classmate Wade Coons and what he's meant to your development. Tell us a little bit about Coach Wade and what he's meant to you, Eli.
He's all over the place. I'm pretty sure he'd tell you what to do on every position on the field, but very appreciative of Wade.
In all phases of the game, if we're being honest.
Yeah,
right. Wade knows the offense, the defense, the special teams.
Yep.
I mean, he would have a promising career if he actually wanted to be Coach Wade for real.
Right. And Coach touched on it, Eli, you know, your first year coming out to play football, how you like it so far?
I love it. I've had a ball. Kind of regret not playing over the years, but glad I got to come out last year.
And you've been on some pretty good teams, you know, a state championship basketball team. How's this one shaping up in comparison?
Pretty good. It's a lot of fun, and hopefully we can just keep it rolling.
And, Coach, you're going to need Wade to coach him up tonight. Eli play well, and all the guys keep him going against somewhat of an unknown in Scott High.
They are an unknown, and, you know, the one thing that stands out to them, or excuse me, about them on film is their physical size. You know, they are absolutely gigantic up front. But, you know, not to slight our guys, well, I feel like every week we face the Giants for the most part, you know, so. They've been there. They've done that. Scott High has historically been a physical program. You know, those guys up there, they love to hit. But it's not going to be a walk in the park. You know, throw out the record for them. I mean, it's still a 4A program, one that has been known for the physicality.
And no school this week, Eli. Fall break, a little out of your routine. I'm sure Coach has done some things to help you with that and has you guys ready to go.
Right. It's been pushing us pretty hard, but keeping us in shape.
Scheduling, I know you've had some 8 a.m. practices.
Yeah.
I guess those were used to get you out of bed and get you going.
Right, pretty early, but I like it.
Had some weather involved this week. Have you guys been able to kind of go through your normal practice routine?
Yeah, pretty much. It's been pretty sloppy, but we're
like
managed.
Like the mailmen. Rain, sleet, snow, or hail, we'll probably be out there.
Yeah.
Well, that's what football's all about. Coach, you mentioned the 4A team, going to have the bodies. Besides that, what else do we need to do or be on the lookout for when it comes to the Highlanders?
You know, their quarterback can run. He's a big dude, big, thick kid. You know, the little jet option they got or him keeping on the backside is really their best plays. He's almost like the magic man. You know, when things break down or you think it's a busted play, he takes off and gets positive yardage. So corralling him is going to be a test, especially if he gets behind those big dudes up front.
Right. And Eli, I'm sure Coach Defensive Coordinator Mike Dickerson has got you dialed in on that quarterback. I'm sure that's one of your responsibilities.
It is, yeah.
So what have you been checking out, some film and
watching film?
What's your take on this guy?
He's definitely capable of putting up yards, but I think we can take care of him if we read our keys.
And Coach, pretty long road trip. I know you've had some of these already this year. You've tried different approaches. What's the approach this week?
If it's not broke, don't fix. If it's not broke, why change? Why do anything different? So same thing, you know. As far as distance or time, it's not. It's one of the lighter ones in comparison that we played, but road conditions are a little different. There's no really a good way to get to Huntsville necessarily. But, you know, same recipe we've had before.
Sounds good. Eli, you ready to face the Highlanders this week?
Yes, sir. I'm ready to get after them.
All right. Coach, guys, appreciate it again. Good luck tonight.
Thanks. Appreciate you.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
All right, Daniel, let's get this episode of How They Fired underway. Jackson County High School improved to 3-3 last week after a 40-18 win over Maplewood. Good win.
It was a good win. I guess I'm becoming a Blue Devil fan. I picked them already this year, and I'm proud for Coach Loftus.
Not a bad team.
They are idle this week. Clinton County, Kentucky got the first win of the season, 38-22 over Edmondson County. They, too, are idle this week. Cornersville, in a close one, lost 18-8 to Fayetteville, who's undefeated, as you know, ranked number 2 in the state.
The Virginia State
champions. Cornersville, currently 5-2. And guess what? They're also idle this week.
Cornersville, yes. I know it was a loss, but that was a good loss for them, showing they can go toe-to-toe with one of the best teams in the West.
Yeah, I think they had to play pretty well to do that. You know, we saw Cornersville firsthand, and honestly went down there and put it on them.
38-12.
And so that kind of gives you a thought of maybe where we stand, too.
The Red Devils, Joe Burns, fell to 3-4 after a 48-6 loss to Gordonsville. They have another tough one this week as they go to Cascade, who I think is maybe 6-1 or 5-1 or something there. Pretty good squad.
That one surprised me a little bit. I know, Daniel, you say it didn't you, but I was surprised at the margin of victory by the Tigers.
Folks, I think they're about to play the national anthem here. We'll take a quick break, come right back, and continue How They Fired.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the HSN. Get us a little HTF rolling again here. Westmoreland Eagles also broke into the win column last week. Their first win of the season put them at 1-6 with a 35-6 win over Wipes Creek. They too are idle this week. I guess a lot of schools on fall break. They try to schedule the fall break without a game. Red Bull and Springs 1-4 after Clay put the thumping on them, 61-14. They host the Caverna Colonels from Caverna, Kentucky tonight.
You got to assume that Caverna's a weak program. Reborn Springs going north of the border to find that one.
I think they've won a couple games. They're not traditionally known as a great football school. I do know they have a pretty good basketball program year in and year out. The Highlanders are 1-4. After a 49-19 loss to Gibbs last week. Grundy County, 0-5, after being shut out by Cannon County, 14-0. Grundy hosts Whitwell tonight. York Institute improved to 3-4 after a 49-0 shutout of Wartburg.
Big win.
It was. They are idle this week. Gordonsville improved to 7-0 after that 48-6 win over Joe Burns. Tonight they are at Trousdale County for a big one that we're going to talk about a little more in just a second.
Patton's game of the week, I think. That's a showdown here statewide, really.
Yeah, huge game. Strong programs.
Bulldogs' opponents are 25-39 overall at this point in the season. All right, so our picks of the week, we're doing four this week.
We appreciate it because we know the reason why you chose four, Coach, and that was to allow us a chance to catch up to you a little bit.
Well, either you guys will catch up or maybe I'll pull away a little more. Right?
Oh.
One or the other.
Oh.
All right, we already talked a little bit about the Trousdale Gordon, so let's just go ahead and pick them here. I'll take Trousdale.
Well, Coach, I think it's going to be a great game. I really do. I feel like Gordonsville has a chance, but they just don't have enough. I think the factor of playing on the creek bank and that atmosphere down there and that tradition wins out for Trousdale County. Yellow Jackets.
Daniel, he's really torn over this one.
I am. I'm going to go with the Gordonsville Tigers, though, going to go down to the Creek Bank Pump, the upset. This is a big rivalry between these programs. Back when Clint Satterfield was at Trousdale, I've heard him say himself that sometimes he led teams into that game, and Gordonsville's better than him, but he beat him anyway. Well, Clint's not there anymore. His son is. He's a good coach, but the old man's not there anymore, so Gordonsville's going to get him on the Creek Bank.
Well, you know, we have to mention that Daniel was locked into that pick after his comments last week and how they fared.
I was listening to that broadcast. I did hear that comment.
Okay.
So I was waiting to see if he would stick with that or not.
I did.
And we'll explain that. You're saying you want to see the undefeated showdown here in about 3 weeks.
Absolutely. 9-0 at Turney Board come October 29th.
Mount Juliet, 6-1. Had their first loss. They were ranked number one in 4A or whatever they are.
In the state. Mm-hmm.
And got upset last week, 6-1. They are at Lebanon tonight, who is also 6-1 in what is a rivalry game there.
I'll start with this one, guys. I think Lebanon's a strong program, and you're right. Just right down I-40 from each other. Going to be a big atmosphere down there in Lebanon, but I have to go with Dub Bears.
Dub Bears.
Well, that was a wash because I'm going Mount Juliet too.
Tyner, the Rams, 6-0 at Marion County, 5-0. These two programs have battled it out for a long time. They're 3-3 in their last six meetings. We did have this game earlier in the season, but it got postponed due to COVID, I believe, and rescheduled for this week. And we talked about whether we were going to go with our original picks. I didn't remember my original pick,
I remember mine.
Daniel did.
Yeah.
He told me that I picked Marion. So I'm just going to go with him. I'm just going with Marion.
Well, I chose Tyner, and I think Tyner's even stronger now than he was 3 weeks ago. Rams are old.
I agree, and I'll give it the same reason I gave it a few weeks back, and that's because my good friend and former Pirate, Terry Everett, he'd never speak to me again if I picked Marion County, so Tyner.
Final one, Whitwell. The Tigers are 2-2 after struggling one-win seasons for a couple years. They are at Clay County's opponent next week, 3A Grundy County, who's 0-5, and they've only scored 14 points all season. They've been shut out four times, Grundy County.
And that's the decider for me. I've seen in the scoring that Whitwell has put up some points. They made the long road trip. I'm pretty sure that was to Red Bowling Springs and just really took care of business there. Whitwell, not a strong program, strong enough to take care of Grundy County, though.
Well, for Whitwell to get to Grundy, they're going to have to climb up onto the plateau there. I think the change in elevation a little too much for them tonight. Grundy County going to get them.
First win of the season?
Yep.
Grundy.
Yep.
Okay. Coach?
Well, I've struggled with this from guys because I don't know anything about either one of them. I'm going Grundy also. I think it's at home. They're hungry. They want to win. They're going to score some points tonight, just enough to win the game 8-6.
Oh.
This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Lake County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. About 6.5 minutes from kickoff, we hope you'll stay with us. We'll be right back.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show, just a few minutes away from kickoff, and it's time for the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game. Well, we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, let's start on offense.
Well, tonight I think we've got to utilize our skill and speed to overcome the size and strength of these Highlanders. We saw them in warm-ups. They look the part. They got some big guys up front. They got some athletic-looking fellows that will be in the backfield. But I don't think they have an Alec Kerr. I don't think they have a Jimmy Burchett. I don't think they have the burn, the speed. I don't think they have a quarterback caliber of Nate Adams, and those are the guys that we need. The big playability is going to be the difference tonight for the Dogs.
I agree 100%. What about that defense?
Defensively, I think it's going to be the key is holding up against this size, and these Dogs have proven they can do that already down at Cornersville against some other like Coach said in the interview, they're kind of outsized every week. So it's not something that's new to them. But we are missing one of our top dogs up front, and that's Levi Garrett, guys. And so to me, getting solid play from a couple guys in relief of him is going to be key on that side of the ball.
Absolutely. Also still missing Keaton Arms at inside linebacker. Huge loss there. Can't wait to get him back. What about that overall key to go to 7-0 tonight?
Well, we all know it's kind of been a little out of routine this week for Clay County being on fall break. But, you know, I'm sure Coach Johnson has done everything he could to counter that, and the guys will be ready to go. So, to me, it's just about not having a letdown here. Long road trip, you know, it'd be easy to do in a game like this. It doesn't really have much meaning. But I think every game means something to these 2021 Dogs, and I think they're on a march to the postseason, guys. The Highlanders are the next team standing in the way, and Clay County will be ready tonight.
There you have it, folks. That has been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver. Brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland. Offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Scott County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature currently up here is 69 degrees. At halftime, it'll be 66, and then a milder 63 degrees by the end of the game. Humidity's pretty moist, 81%. It's pretty wet up here. I do not have rain totals for the Huntsville area today. However, walked the field during the time we had before the CarQuest pregame show started, and it is pretty damp tonight. Could play a factor before it's all over. There is a 2% chance of precipitation throughout the contest and calm winds tonight here in Scott County. This has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead and wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word, where we ask Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff. Brought to you by Ashlog and Strong Insurance. Coach, go ahead and cover it all just like their agency does. I know you will. You've had a week hiatus from it. Let's get back to it.
All right, Daniel. We just kind of looked at one another there. Had a little chaotic moment. But like Thomas touched on in Keys, it's an odd week. It's fall break. I think the coaches did a good job of moving practice to 8 a.m. this week. I think routine is important, and getting those guys up and getting them there on the field early. It's not the normal time they practice, but it's normal time they get up and go to school, so they're not sleeping in till 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, staying up all night. I thought that was a great move by the coaching staff. You know, just focus on this game. And it's hard when you're 5-0, 6-0, or whatever, and 0, to focus on a non-region opponent. Yeah. But, again, that to me, that falls on the coaching staff and the senior leadership on this team. Those guys, hopefully this week, they've been focused on that. I believe they have. I expect a couple big plays early using our speed, and hopefully this thing will be a running clock in the second half.
That's been the Full Coverage Final Word, sponsored by Strong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark Insignia today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time for football from here at Scott County High School. This 4A classified Highlander program hosting the single A 6A P ranked Bulldogs. Clay County going to kick off from right to left from our vantage point here high atop the home bleachers in the press box at Scott High School. Looks like Tyler Wathel going to take care of the kickoff duties. Clay County wearing their black helmets, black pants, and their white travel jerseys, gold numerals on them, no outline. Scott County, the home team, they have white helmets and they're red the rest of the way down. Red jerseys, red pants, white numerals on those jerseys. Wathel approach, kicks, we're underway. Short kick fielded at the 35 by Highlander. He's upfield to the 40, now close to the 45 where he's going to be brought down. Scott County going to start, so we will on offense. So we'll give you Clay County's starting defensive lineup. Nose guard, sophomore Tyler Wathel. Defensive tackles, sophomore Hayden McGee, junior Hunter Kyle. Inside backers, senior Wade Coons. Junior Joseph Markham, senior Eli Smith. Outside backers, sophomore Weston Merville, junior Jimmy Burgett. Cornerbacks, freshman Nate Adams, senior Carson Sharp, and the safety of junior Alec Kerr. That's been the State Farm starting defensive lineup brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering your auto, life, home, health, and more. Scott County with it, first and 10 from their own 45-yard line, a 55-yard field in front of them. Quarterback in the gun, two wideouts to the right, brings one in motion, jet motion across, hand off to him, tackle for loss made. It's Wade Coons getting it started early from his middle linebacker position. Wade Coons sniffed that right out. The senior, not Pooh.
And we've seen that all year long, Daniel. Wade Coons setting the tone off the bus. He did it down at Joe Burns. He did it last week against Red Bull and Springs, and hopefully he's going to set the tone for another Bulldog win here at Scott County High School.
Second and 13 now. Ball has retreated to the Highlander 42. Quarterback Luke Bowling in the gun. Hand off again to running back off left side. Nothing doing. 1 yard maybe. A pair of Bulldogs in on the tackle. Hunter Kyle involved. Also at a curve from his safety position. Third and 12. Good opening for this dog, Dick.
Yeah, and you see the Highlanders trying to get the edge right there. Kyle doing a good job getting horizontal to contain it, and then Kerr coming up and cleaning it up.
They'll have a hard time getting the edge against this dog defense. They pursue laterally very well overall, a very quick team. Passing situation for the Highlanders, three wide to the right, one to the left. Bowling with it, rolls to the right, wants to pass, has nobody downfield under pressure, going to be sacked, no intentional grounding. He's going to throw it away, should be a loss of down and yardage, and yes.
I think that's Austin Anderson, Daniel. Is that Anderson?
Anderson in there pressuring the passer. You're right, Thomas. I think they're saying he threw it backwards, so it's not intentional grounding because it was a backwards pass rather than a forward pass. A desperation move is what it was because Anderson was in there. They do call it a fumble instead of being complete pass.
All right. Well, anyway, they've retreated deep into their own territory, Daniel.
Credit to Anderson with a sack on that. It's fourth and around 25. Highlander's going to have to punt. Poor opening for them. ball setting at their own 28-yard line. They took over first and 10, their own 45. They lost a lot on that series of downs. Low line drive kick. Alec Kerr going to come up, pick it up as a 37. Here Alec comes. Starts at the left hash.
There
goes
he
to the
goes.
He could go. 50, 40. Quickest man
yes,
in the
sir.
Field. Go to the end zone, baby. Touchdown, Clay County. Alec Kerr making it look easy here in Huntsville tonight. He had three called back against Red Bull last week. This lengthy punt return touchdown going to stand. The black and gold rolling early. 10-11 mark, first quarter, 6-9.
Yeah, a great cutback by Alan Kerr. I was hoping he was going to field that ball, Daniel, because they were piling in on him. Made one cut, got up the gut, picked up some nice blocking, especially at the end of the run there. I don't know who it was. But you're not going to catch Alec Kerr in the open field. We saw it, just like you said, three times last week for nothing. Got called back due to penalties this time. No laundry on the field. Clay County's up and up early.
Unofficially, a 63-yard punt return touchdown. Kerr on to kick the extra point. The left-footed kicker bangs it through. He runs the touchdown. He kicks the extra point. Clay County 7, Scott County 9. 10-11 mark, first quarter.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Going to be a late hit called on the kickoff. One of the dogs is going to be called with a personal foul, I believe, for a late hit. Not sure who the primary tackler was. Thomas, did you see?
Grant Strong with first contact, Daniel.
So, aided and abetted by this Clay County penalty, Highlanders going to take over in pretty good field position. They would have started first and 10 from their own 36. But a 15-yarder going to be stepped off. Should position them at the Clay County 49. They're going to set it right at the 50. 9:55 mark of this first quarter.
And we called for it, Coach. Big plays tonight. We said the Highlanders don't have an athlete the caliber of Alec Kerr. Alec Kerr put on the show early.
That was obvious on that kickoff return there. Nobody really even got close to it.
Highlanders play with it from midfield, 50 yards in front of them between them and the Bulldog end zone. Hand off to a fullback inside. He's running hard, but he's hit even harder.
That's the senior Eli Smith. He was walked up on this far side, maybe in a 50 look, Daniel. Eli coming around, making first contact, bringing him down to the ground for his first tackle on the night.
Wade Coons throwing his body in there as well. 9:35 and ticking, first quarter. Pick up a one on the play. Ball sets at the Clay County 49, second nine for the Highlanders. Quarterback number 17, Luke Bowling, in the gun. Has three wide to the left, one wide out to the right, running back on his left hip. Bowling going to roll with it to the left, sets up a screen pass back to the other side. Tackle for loss. Nate Adams reading the play coming up. Loss of five, maybe six for Scott County. And it's an onslaught so far in this one. Clay County flexing their muscle.
Yeah, and they came out. Wade Coons set the tone for this defense, and you can see them all just gain that confidence, Daniel. John Hamilton and Smith, he walked up again. I guess it's a four-man front instead of a 50 there. And they both got pressure on the quarterback, causing him to throw it a little earlier than he wanted to. Adams, a great read. Tackle for loss for the young freshman.
Yeah, those front three, we got Hamilton and Hunter Talent tackles. Austin Anderson playing the nose.
Okay. And you'll see in that last play, right before the snap, Smith, he didn't do it this time, but walked up on the line.
Bowling to throw on third and 13. Pass almost intercepted. Jimmy Burchett just couldn't hang on. Falls incomplete to the turf. Clock stops at the 8:28 mark, and Alec Kerr going to drop back deep to receive another punt. Can he replicate what he did on the last one, and that was a punt return touchdown. Clay County is yet to run an offensive play in this first quarter, but still they lead 7-9.
Yeah, and it's all about the defense so far. Second three and out, as we're going to see the second punt here from the Highlanders. But looks like Kerr dropping back. Just like you said, I wouldn't kick it to him, Daniel.
Highlander punter has it. No rush. Punts away. Going to go over Kerr's head. No, he catches it. He has it at the 18, 20, 25. Has blocking. 30. Spins and brought down. So Clay County going to get to run some offense here this time. We go ahead and give you those starters there. Offensive line up front, left or right. Wade Coons, Hayden McGee, Stone Lynn, Tyler Wathel, and John Hamilton. Receivers, Alec Kerr, Jimmy Burchett, Jeff Spabian, Grant Strong. Running back, Carson Sharp, also Joseph Markham. And the quarterback, Nate Adams. Starting offensive lineup brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Clay County with it, going to start from their own 34-yard line. 8:19 mark, first quarter. Dogs up, 7-9. Adams in the gun. Three wide to the left, tight end right. Swing pass thrown to Sharp. Sharp with it.
There
he comes. It's Kerr. Kerr with it. Sorry about that, Thomas. He was lined up at the left hip of Adams. That's what threw me off.
I wasn't calling you out, Daniel. I could just tell by the gate. When Alec Kerr catches it with his sure hands, he tucks it hard in that elbow. He made two guys miss, got up the sideline for a nice pickup of about 8 yards, I think.
Ball now resting at the 41. Second and three. Adams in the gun. Sharp now at his right hip. Markham the up back in motion, left or right in the backfield. Two wide right. Spivey binds up to the left. Adams rolls right, has time, steps up, releases. Going to be caught by Strong. First down yardage was caught. They're going to mark him down at the Clay County 49, 1 yard from midfield. That's going to move the stick. So two plays, two passes, and a first down for Clay County.
We've seen that play all year long. Adams running it to perfection, just a flood route to the outside. Kerr over the top with a flag. Strong sitting it down. Adams put it on him. Big game for the Bulldogs.
Spivey and Burchett to the left. Strong to the right. Markham the up back. Sharp the running back at the right hip. Hand off to Carson. His first touch of the night. 50. Up to around the 45 where he's met by a couple of Highlanders and brought down. A penalty flag was thrown on the play, though. In that particular offensive set we were just in, Alec Kerr not in it on the sideline in that one. Something you haven't seen a lot this year. And Kerr comes back out this time. Markham going out. And it's a good problem to have, but we've always talked about the difficulty of rotating and utilizing all of the skill on this Clay County team.
Coach,
what we got?
We got a holding penalty against Clay County.
Markham
back 10 yards.
Ball is retreated back into black and gold territory and set down at the 42, where Clay County is going to play at first and 18. Thomas, you do a good job of handling that stuff. I'm not sure what kind of yardage Sharp gets with the penalty, but it's first and 18 either way. Adams in the gun, Sharp behind him. Double tight end set, double wide out set. Hand off to Sharp. He's hitting the backfield and brought down. Pretty good penetration that time by the larger Highlander defensive front. So Scott County showing that perhaps in the trenches they could win the war a little bit. They certainly did on that play.
Yeah, we talked about their size, Daniel. These are some athletic-looking guys. You know, you're probably 250, 275 up front. Good-looking defensive lineman.
Ball at the Clay County 39 after a loss. Jet sweep. It's the little pass play to Burchett. Burchett hitting the backfield, breaks the tackle, though, turns north and south back to the line of scrimmage. Picks up around five. It started at the Clay County 39. They're going to mark Jimmy down at the Clay County 45, perhaps 46. We'll check the spot. 6:35 and ticking, first quarter. Clay County up 7-9, thanks to Kerr's punt return touchdown. They're going to mark it at the 46. Third and 13 now. And an offsides penalty against the Highlanders. Adams going with a hard count. Drew the Scott County defensive front offsides, so a much more manageable third and 8 now after the hard count. I don't know if that's something called from the sideline or if something the young quarterback did on his own. Keaton Arms used to utilize it a lot. Ball now in Scott County territory at the 49. Adams to pass, rolls right, releases deep downfield. How's the man? It's Jimmy Burchett. Burchett with it. It's Kerr. Alec Kerr with it. Thomas is always confused how I get those two confused, but I did again. They're similar size. Kerr does move differently, as you like to point out, Thomas. Big connection there. Flipping the field on third and eight. First down. The ball now spotted at the 10. First and goal at the 10 for Clay County here on their first offensive possession of the contest.
Same play there, Daniel. Roll out to the right. Adams, as Kerr leaked out over the top as he started to scramble. Perfect ball to Kerr.
Tight end set. Single wide out either side. Hand off to Sharp. He's off left tackle. Picks up a little. We're going to give him one. Second goal from the 9. 5:45 and ticking. First quarter, Clay County up 7-9. Trying to go up by another score here, making it a two-possession game. Nice facility up here in Huntsville at Scott County High School. Only one other time has Bulldog football been here. That coming back in 1997. Second goal, heavy set. Two running backs, Kerr at the right hip of Adams, Markham at the left hip.
Got Smith in there at the fullback, and Clay County jumps off sides.
False start. Looks like Waffle at left guard moved a little early. Could have been Hayden McGee, I'm not sure, from this distance. So second and goal now from the 14. Carson Sharp checking back into the contest.
A lot of times in this area in the field, Daniel, you see Adams drop back and look for Strong, fade to the end zone. He's going to be isolated up top on the far sideline, it looks like to me.
Spivey going to split left, Strong split right. The 6'4", 6'5", receivers on either side of Adams, who's in the gun. Carson Sharp behind him. Adams with it, throws for Spivey. Left corner, Jeff cannot reach it. A little bit out of his grasp. Adams a little too strong on that one. It was a safe miss, though, out of his reach.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Daniel, that's a perfect ball for what you wanted. You know, Spivey had position on the defender. He threw it to the pylons. Spivey just got to turn and get to that ball. I mean, it was a little long, but I think it could have been catchable.
4:47 mark, and the clock has stopped with the incomplete pass. Clay County with two shots for it here to get to the end zone. Third and goal from the 14. This time we see Spivey along with Burchett and Kerr split to the left. Strong by himself to the right, isolated over there. Adams rolls left under pressure, steps up against the pressure, releases for the end zone, caught by Spivey. Jeff Spivey recording his first touchdown as the Clay County Bulldog.
Redemption for Spivey right there, Daniel. That one was on the money. Spivey turned, two hands, sure-handed catch. And again, like you say, his first career touchdown, the payoff finally for Jeff Spivey. We've seen him be in a position several times. He gets interfered with more than any receiver I've ever seen. Always got somebody draped all over his body. We've seen those interference calls near the goal line. Now he gets his score.
Kerr on for the PAT. It's a low one, but it is. They're saying no good. I thought it was good. So with the missed PAT, Clay County leads 13-9 first quarter. We're only halfway through it, a little bit, 4:40 mark.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Huntsville, Tennessee, where Clay County leads 13-0 here against Scott High. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Lake Log Homes in Harmony Springs. Clay County just completed a 9-play, 66-yard drive that ate up 3 minutes and 38 seconds on the clock to get this 2-score lead. It was set up by Nate Adams and Alec Kerr, 39-yard pass down the sideline, down to the 10-yard line. Clay County retreated 5 yards, picked up one, and then Adams found Spivey for your 14-yard touchdown to put Clay County ahead 13-0. Again, this dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Hunter Kyle recording the tackle. on the kickoff. Scott County starting with their worst field position of the night at their own 30, a 70-yard field in front of them. They do trail 13-0 to Clay County here in the first quarter. Handoff inside for the Highlanders. Pickup of around 2 to 3 yards. Coach Edwards, help me watch for these tacklers if you can. Hard to see sometimes. It was on the far side of the field from us. They're going to give it to Hunter Kyle, at least the PA announcer is. They did run it to his side, so that makes sense. Picked up more than I thought it did, second and five. Biggest pickup of the night for Scott County. Second play of this Highlander drive coming. It's their third possession of the contest. They drive from left to right from our vantage point. Bowling in the gun. Hands off to fullback inside. No, quarterback keeper. He's around left side. Drops short of the sticks. Carson Sharp coming up to make the stop. Hard to fool Carson. 4-year starter at corner. He's used to being out on an island. Such a great open field tackler. And it looks like big John Hamilton down, reaching towards perhaps his right knee. And I could be wrong about that.
Not something we want to see here, Daniel. Hamilton playing so well, especially being thin already with the injury to Levi Garrett. Hamilton's hobbling off. You're right. It's something to do with the right lower leg as he is getting helped to the sidelines.
Chad Hallway, trainer out to help him along with a teammate, and Hamilton putting no pressure on that right leg. John was questionable coming into this one, made the decision this morning that he was going to play, had some other issues going on. And John's had a tough season concerning injury, missed the first two games of the season and a lot of the preseason. He is such a valuable player to this team, leads the team in tackles for loss.
Yeah, and only lost two games to start the season, and also does that. He's played so well since he come back, had the huge career highlight last week with a pick six interception, Daniel, as Clay County stuffs the Highlanders again.
Going to be close to the first. I think they're going to give it to
them. They are.
Mark them at the 41. They only needed to gain the 40, so the first down of the contest for Scott County. The Highlanders perhaps realizing they cannot throw the football against Clay County. The first three plays of this third possession have been all run for the Highlanders. 3:20 and ticking. First quarter, Clay County up 13-9. Thoughts early, Coach?
Well, you know, Highlanders, they're big up front. If they stick with the run game 3 or 4 yards at a time, it's probably
going off to big number 41. Tackle for loss made. Was it Anderson?
That's
Austin
him.
Austin Anderson fired up about it, too. William Young, the fullback, carrying the ball there.
You know, we saw Anderson gain some confidence last week playing in the Red Bowling Springs game. We saw him on both sides of the ball really punishing guys when he was running down the field. And he's come to play tonight, Daniel. He's been in the backfield already with a sack. That's his tackle for loss right there. The young man is fired up to play football.
Playing this left defensive tackle right now down in the four-point stance, ready to go. Second 14 after he gets the big tackle for loss. Hand off to Young again inside. Not a lot of room there. Going to watch this pile.
Wade
I see
Coons.
Wade Coons coming off the bottom. Wade always involved in some form or fashion. 2:20 and ticking, first quarter. Clay County up 13-9. Highlanders playing with it third and nine from their own 43.
And you can see Scott High kind of slowing the pace here, Daniel. Like Coach said, run in a cloud of dust. If it wasn't so wet here, that's what we'd be seeing from them right now. They're in third and long at this position thanks to the Anderson tackle for loss. But otherwise, that's their ball game. That's what they can do.
They've come to the realization they're not near as explosive as Clay County, so definitely they need to limit the black and gold touches, and you do that by running clock. Bowling throws it on third down, pass is caught. Nothing
nice
to do it as far as yardage, though.
Underneath, I think it was Alec Kerr coming up, and then Weston Birdwell, I believe, on that edge, Daniel. The Dogs had that one bottled up quick.
Textbook tackle by Kerr. Comes up, wraps up the ankles. Hard to move anywhere when somebody's got your legs wrapped up. Nice job by Alec, and he's going to drop back to field another punt. He's already returned one for touchdown, 67 yards early in this first quarter. We're down to minute 15 and ticking. Highlanders with it, fourth and seven from their own 45-yard line. Here's the long snap. Punts away. Kerr going to have a chance. Fields it at the 23. Here Alec comes up to the 30, 35. Nothing doing there. The Highlanders took that punt return touchdown personally. The last two, they've been pretty stingy on what they allowed Alec there.
Yeah, they have. And another thing about that first one, Daniel, we had good blocking at the point of attack to get Kerr loose. And once you get him in the open field, we know what he can do there. The last two, you know, initially he's looking at four red jerseys 10 yards in front of him whenever he catches the ball.
Clay County, with their second offensive possession, they start from their own 34. Jimmy Virtue on the little jet sweep pass. He's around right side. Picks up a couple. Going to be driven out of bounds. Clock's going to stop with 51.2 seconds left to play in this first quarter due to Jimmy being tackled out of bounds. Pick up a one, making it second nine. Dogs took over at their own 34. Now it rests at the 35, 65 yards of field between them and the Highlander end zone. Dogs are driving right to left from our vantage point. They're going to play it with two wideouts to either side. Sharp at the right hip of Adams, who's in the gun. Here's the snap. Nate going to pass. Has time. Steps up. Releases down the sideline. Going for Strong. Strong with a great catch. Okay. Was he inbounds? No, they say he was not.
Yeah.
He may have lost the handle on the ball. Either way, it's incomplete. Did you discern, Coach, whether it was out of bounds or he didn't hang on?
It was hard to tell from where we are, Daniel. We're so far away. No. That short answer, no.
Nice deep ball by Adams. He does such a great job of stepping up into the pocket, has such a good, strong release, and I've been very impressed with the freshman. Third and nine. After the incomplete pass, Adams going to try it again. Rolls to the left, targeting Spivey. Balls out and caught. Jeff just a little bit short of the sticks. So Coach Johnson probably going to elect a punt here. The ball is advanced up to the Clay County 42-yard line, where it's going to be fourth and two, 25 seconds on the game clock, 35 seconds on the play clock. So Clay County can take this thing into the end of the first quarter if they want to. Do not have to punt it away. Punt team is on the field, though.
You know, Daniel, I know that pass didn't pick up the first down here, and there's a decision to be made by Coach Johnson here, but what a throw by Nate Adams. Moving to his weak side, as I like to call it, to his left, flip the hips, set the feet, and almost sidearm that one over to Spivey. Just a great ball where nobody could get it but Jeff Spivey.
100% right. End of the first quarter, Clay County leading 13-9. When we come back for the start of the second, it'll be fourth and two with Barkham on the punt.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Back here live. Clay County punts it away. Abbott Kerr records the tackle. Highlander's going to take over for their fourth possession of this contest. Now into the second quarter. Clay County leading it 13-0. At this point, Scott County taking over at their own 31. Technically, their name is Scott High, but I'm a traditionalist, I guess. I still say Scott County. They take over at their own 31, 69 yards away from the dog end zone. Bowling in the gun. A wide out to either side. Fullback and tailback to the right. Handoff to number 24, that tailback. Going to be hit and brought down. Very close for a tackle for Ross. They end up giving him a yard or two, though. PA announcer says that Austin Anderson is involved. Anderson, you were talking about him earlier, Thomas, sophomore now, has a full year of high school football under his belt. Coach Johnson's like this kid from the get-go. Loves his attitude, loves his willingness to learn, and, you know, he's real physical, as you mentioned, running the ball last week. Also on defense, he's learned how to use that body. Going to be a great player during the next 2.5 years.
No doubt, and we need him right now. John Hamilton on the sidelines, Levi Garrett out of this game, and Austin Anderson is stepping up and filling that role. as the Highlanders kind of get something going here. Daniel gashed Clay County for a first down, it looks like.
Wade Coons on the stop. They're going to mark it. Yep, first down, you're right. Just right past the stick, so up to the 41. So two plays, two runs on this possession for Scott County, and it has yielded a first down. They'll play it first and 10 from their own 41 here.
You know, they got a big stop to stop Clay County on that last defensive possession, Daniel. I'm sure they'd love to do nothing better than see something positive and get down into Bulldog territory for the first time tonight.
Two wide right, one left, tailback and fullback in the backfield with Bowling in the gun, handoff again. Nice hard running by that tailback, I believe the ball carrier, number 24, Norris, no. Brady Strunk, number 6, was the ball carrier. Pick up of 8, second and 2 here.
Yeah, just coming right up the gut, Daniel. We're seeing that depleted front. We talked about Anderson and how he's been playing well in passing situations and edge situations. Now you got to hold up to these big offensive linemen in the trenches right here against this straight-ahead run game from the Highlanders. And here they're gashing them again.
They are. You know, we're missing a lot of meat up front.
We
got Garrett out. John Hamilton currently out. Keaton Arms out, who sits there in the middle. And just a host, honestly, the biggest thumpers for Clay County, not present, with the exception of Wade Coons and Markham there, you know.
Right, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing Scott and High getting to the second level, picking up Coons and company at linebacker, also doing well, just turning that 3-3 stack just a little bit up front, Daniel. We may see some adjustments from Coach Dickerson. We see him here as he brings the heat with Coons on the run blitz, but a bad snap, and we're going to get a sack.
Markham, the tackle for loss there. And it was a big break for the black and gold defense because prior to that fifth play of the drive, it had been four plays, four runs, producing over 20 yards and two first downs for the Highlanders. So the sixth play of this Highlander drive about to come, they're going to do it from around they're going to do it from their own 49, where it's second, about 16, second 15.
And credit Coach Dickerson for that bad snap, Daniel. I mean, he brought the heat. They saw Wade Coons blitzing right over center, and you saw the bad snap as a result of it.
8:50 and ticking, second quarter. Dogs up 13-9. Highlanders with it, second and 15. Jet sweep handoff, back cuts north and south. It shrunk again on the carry.
And see Alan Kerr kind of creeping up again, Daniel. He's making stops. He's seeing that the Highlanders are having some success running the ball. Kerr making the stop to keep it in third and long here.
Scott High with it back in Clay County territory at the 47, third and 12. Basically four down territory here for Scott County. They trail 13-9, 8:15 mark second quarter. They've got it in dog territory. They'll go even if they don't pick up yardage on this play.
Yeah, I think so, Daniel. Down two scores at this point, and this is the farthest they've advanced into Clay County territory so far here tonight. I agree with you. They're probably going to look at maybe another run straight up the middle, but they're spreading it out and looking like they may go to there.
Three wide right, one left, Bowling with it, does roll to the right under pressure, avoids the pressure, steps up, releases, could be intercepted, no, knocked to the ground. Good defense by Kerr along with Adams back there, so it's fourth and 12, and I'm like you, I think a better play call there. Go ahead and get half of it. Perhaps they are going to send the punt team out here.
They may. You know, picking up 7-8 yards to carry up the gut, Daniel, we never stopped it on that drive. They stopped themselves for that bad snap and that play call there for the incompletion. And we're maybe looking at a punt here or a quick kick.
They got three wide to the right. The punter is a little deep here. It is Brady Shrunk. Puts his foot to it, kicks it away. Kerr going to have a chance. Fields it at the 16. Here it comes, 25, 30, 35, 40. Ooh, brought down right over around the 47-yard line, was fixing to get to the Clay County sideline, and the foot race was going to begin, but a Highlander with a touchdown-saving tackle. Alec with a great return there. Clay County taking over for what's going to be their third offensive possession of this contest, 7:34 mark, second quarter. Ball resting at the Clay County 47. So a pretty short 53-yard field in front of the Dogs. Adams in the gun. Spivey and Kerr to the right. Burchett and Strong to the left. Actually, I said that backwards. Strong to the right, Spivey to the left. Adams rolls, releases. Ball is Incomplete pass interference called, though, and it was Spivey. We were targeting Jeff, and once again, he draws pass interference.
Yeah, a little wheel route combo on that outside. Daniel Spivey broke off a slant right there, and then you had Kerr on the wheel route on the outside down the sideline that drew a defender and opened it up for Spivey. Another good ball for Adams, and Clay County is going to – oh, face mask, not interference, Daniel.
Okay. So was the ball caught? I didn't ever see Jeff with it, I don't think.
I think it was incomplete, I guess.
Okay. Either way, a face mask. I was just curious about yardage. All right, Clay County snapping now after the penalty from the Highlander 38. High snap. Adams has run back. Carson Sharp is going to pick it up. Back in black and go territory at the 40. Could this turn into something positive? Here comes Sharp across the 50, and he's going to be brought down. So Carson Sharp hustling picks up a lot of that lost yardage. Stone Lynn with a rare mistake. He has been solid from his center position this year. Snap that one over Nate Adams' head. And I'm not sure if Adams was 100% ready for it. Ball now resting at the 49, so don't credit Carson personally with that, but the team did lose yardage there. Backing it all the way up from the 38 to the 49. Now a false start against Clay County. The Dogs, their own worst enemy at this point. Back them up five more. Fortunately, Clay County with a 13-0 lead thanks to the 67-yard punt return touchdown of Alec Kerr to start the game. And the other touchdown was, what was it? Spivey. Yeah, Jeff on the catch from Adams.
Yeah, sustained drive from Clay County on that second score. 9 plays, covered 66 yards, capped by Adams' Spivey from 14 yards out.
Okay. Ball now resting at the Clay County 46 for its second round 25. Adams to throw, under pressure, rolls to the right. A flag comes out around the line of scrimmage, could be holding, and we're going to have some kind of penalty on that tackle. Should have been a horse collar. No penalties come out for the tackle, though. However, there is a penalty against Clay County.
It's because he didn't have a flag, Daniel. He'd already thrown it. On the hold, and he didn't have a flag to throw. I guess the white hat was looking right at that. The defender brought Adams down by the back of his helmet underneath.
You know, I guess that's not a penalty to do that. It's really the shoulder pad jersey area that is more of a horse collar. Coach Edwards, what did they call against Clay County?
It was a hold.
So it's still going to be second up, down.
Okay. The football, believe it or not, is at the Clay County 28-yard line. This drive began at their own 47. At one time, they had it down to the Highlander 38, and now it's all the way back at the black and gold 28, where it's second in an uncalculable distance for me. I can't even say the word uncalculable.
About 30 at least.
Adams to throw. Has time. Releases downfield on this sideline looking for Kerr incomplete. Offensive coordinator Chris Harris trying to hit the big play there, trying to salvage this horrible down-in-distance situation that Clay County's got themselves into here. Third and forever. To get a first down, they would have to advance up to the Highlander 27, and they have it on their own 28 right now, about 50 yards away.
I underestimated it at 30, didn't I?
Third and a bunch. Adams with it. In the gun, rolls to the left from their own 28. Has plenty of time to throw. Releases deep downfield for his cousin Jimmy Burchett. Intercepted. First interception of Adams' young career, which essentially served as a punt. It works out pretty good, actually, because the interceptor for the Highlanders did not have much of a return. So Scott County takes back over after Clay County has a very poorly executed possession right there. However, Clay County does lead 13-9, 5:47 mark. Coach Edwards, what did you think of that draft?
Well, I'm glad you picked that one to let me give my opinion.
Well, you do keep up with penalty yards.
Not many plays in the playbook, I would imagine, for third and 50.
No, I'll go to Kerr on the sideline. We tried that and just couldn't connect. Penalty coming out prior to the snap.
It's just getting sloppy here, guys. The officials kind of taking over in this one here late in the second quarter. Clay County's up 2 scores, 13-0.
strange penalty call there, illegal substitution. First time this year we've seen that. It was against Scott County. I'm not sure exactly what happened. But the Highlanders take over for their fifth offensive possession of the contest. Clay County leading 13-9, 5:47 mark, second quarter. Highlanders have it at their own 35, 65 yards away from the dog end zone. Hand off inside, more positive yardage for the Highlander running back, Austin Anderson, involved on the stop along with a lot of other dogs. Pickup of around four, setting Scott High up with second 11.
Yeah, you can see big number 78 coming off right there, Daniel. They had him lead blocking as a pulling guard on that play right there. No wonder they're gashing up the middle. And, you know, you can see that these guys know how to block. They got the size, they occupy space, and they're creating creases for these Highlander backs.
When we played them in 97-98, they were the most physical team I recall playing. I was a sophomore and junior during those years, and very physical team. Pass play.
Oh.
Almost intercepted. Got a foul incomplete. The Clay County defensive players want to call it a fumble. Unfortunately for the black and gold, it was a forward pass. It didn't travel far, but a forward pass. So incomplete pass stopping the clock at the 5:02 mark. Second quarter. Dogs up 13-9, and the Highlanders are in a 3rd-and-11. And they run the ball well, but they're not a strong passing team. I'm satisfied that the quarterback had time to throw. He could connect, but Clay County win. The Highlanders choose to pass, do a pretty good job with the rush.
They do, and I think that's attributed to the size. You know, when these big linemen are moving forward, they do a good job for Scott High. When they're having to retreat and try to contain the speed and athletic ability of the Bulldog rushers, they're not doing so well, Daniel.
3rd-and-11, bowling in the gun. Brings a man in motion, face to him, quarterback keeper off right side. Bowling going to pick up a nice gain here. Advances up to the Highlander 46, where Scott High is going to have it 4th and around 4, maybe 3. And if I'm head coach Terry for the Highlanders, I might just roll the dice here and go for it, 4th and short. They do have it on their own side of the field. However, it's only 4 yards from midfield. And it looks like the Highlander offense is going to break cover and come up. Pretty good call by him, I think, here. Try to get a spark for his offense here. They trail 13-9, 4:25 and ticking. Big play, 4th and 4. Highlanders with it at their own 46. Clay's front going to have to watch for a hard count.
And we saw some more pressure dialed up by defense quarter Mike Dickerson on that last play. He brought Grant Strong on the corner blitz before. Let's see if we get any pressure this time.
Penalty flags fly, an infraction against the Highlanders. False start, going to back them up 5, so it's no longer 4th and 4, it's 4th and 9. And I believe that Scott High will choose to punt now. They are celebrating 50 years of Scott High School. We spoke with a gentleman earlier and said the school was established up here 50 years ago, something they've got going on this year. 50th year of their football team, too, if I'm not mistaken. 4th and 9, and the Highlanders do choose to punt. High booming kick this time. Kerr going to fire catch it. Clay County going to take over pretty deep in their own territory. Perhaps this time, Thomas, they can go forward more than backwards.
Yeah, let's hope we get something positive moving into halftime. A little bit less than 4 minutes left. Clay County really needs to put something together here, get the momentum back, get a score going into intermission. That was Burchett's on the punt return there, Daniel.
I think maybe give Joseph Markham a few touches there inside, letting him run against that big defensive line. He's proven he can do it when the need calls for it. Clay County starting from their own 26. Hand off to Sharp. He's off left side. Picks up a few and brought down. I don't believe Markham has a carry tonight, does he?
No, just honestly, Daniel, 3, that made the 4th rushing attempt by Clay County, all from Sharp so far tonight.
Ball advanced up to the 33. Pick up a 6, making it 2nd and 4. Hand off to Carson again. He's going to be hitting the backfield, breaks that tackle. Back to the line of scrimmage, picks up a few, reaches up the football for the sticks. He's going to be short of it, though. Carson going to be marked down at the 36. Where it's going to be 3rd and 1. No, they're gonna move those sticks. Ball at the dog 36. Offensive coordinator Chris Harris wanting to play quickly here. 3 minutes and ticking. Dogs break huddle. They're snapping from their own 36. Adams in the gun. Three wide left. He rolls that way. Has time. Steps up. Releases. Ball's caught by Jimmy Burchett. And he's knocked out of bounds. First down yardage, though, and into Highlander territory. Wouldn't merge it? Or a penalty?
Penalty.
Holding. Call against Clay County. 2:48 mark. Second quarter clock is stopped right now.
Well, again, we need something positive here moving into halftime, Daniel. We've seen several penalties, miscues, on and on in Clay County's last two possessions, and they're moving way back this time.
That thing spotted all the way back at the 21. Hold must have took place very deep in the backfield. Dog 79 yards away from points now. Three wide left. Adams to pass. Steps up, sacked. Scott County coming to life here in the second quarter, making this my ball game. 2:40 and ticking. Adams sacked. One thing we have not talked about is the offensive line. A lot of young faces in there. Hamilton out. Garrett out. That means we've got Coons at left tackle. Probably Hayden McGee at right tackle. Ball sets at the 16 after the sack. Waffle at left guard, Ben Maxfield at right guard, and Stone Lynn at center. Likely is the lineup right now. Second round 30. From the blank and gold 16, Adams to pass. Rolls left, two wide outs to either side. Nate got a release. This one's intercepted. Nate Adams came into tonight's game with 10 touchdowns and zero interceptions. And already here in this first half, the freshman has thrown a couple of interceptions. Honestly, Thomas, it's the first time this season that he's looked human back there. He's played so well.
Well, you talk about it at any level, Daniel. Once you get sacked, you start getting pressure, you start feeling the heat a little bit. Even though that was on the rollout to the left, that was kind of the cardinal sin. We see those throws that have been made by Adams at times. But he's rolling out to his left, threw back across the middle there, and sailed that one just a little high. And the Highlanders have a chance with the ball at their own
way. Premium field position. Scott with it at the Clay County 30. Handoff left side. It's Young. He's brought down. Carson Sharp on the stop. Minimal gain for number 41, Young. Pick up a one. Second nine now. I can't help but mentioning what I see out the window here, just a very thin crescent moon, just a thumbnail hanging over there in the sky. Good clear night tonight here in Huntsville.
You know, right up to the left of a pretty good crowd of Bulldog Nation that's made this long trip, Daniel.
Second nine, minute 29 and ticking. Second quarter, Scott County with it. Quick screen, left side, nothing doing. Carson Sharp on the stop. Pickup of around one, perhaps two. Setting up third and eight, third and seven. Carson Sharp with tackles on the last two plays, and we're down to a minute 10 and ticking second quarter. Dogs do lead 13-9.
Yeah, and the Clay County defense stepping up big here. They've got to keep the Highlanders out of the end zone and get into halftime with this two-score lead.
Two wide outs right, one left. Tight end to the right. Bowling in the gun. Young in his left hip. Third and seven. Bowling with it. Wants to roll right under pressure from Strong. Steps away from it. Releases downfield. Intercepted by Kerner at the 10. And run out of bounds. I did it again.
That's
budget. Man, I'm going to kill Coach Johnson. I can't see their numbers, and I get those two confused. Jimmy Burchett with a big interception there. Thomas Lee had Scott Kenny threat in best field position of the night. 40 seconds left in the second quarter, and the junior, Jimmy Burchett, steps up, picks off the pass. Clay County going to take back over. We'll have to see how Coach Johnson and Coach Harris want to play it here. They start at their own 37, so a 63-yard field in front of the Dogs. Adams in the gun, two wide outs to either side, Markham in his left hip. Adams rolls left, releases. It's going to be caught by Spivey, and a timeout going to be taken by Clay County. 34.3 seconds left. Second quarter, Clay County leads 13-9. Time for a break.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Click in.
Back here live, another penalty call. So it negates the Spivey Adams hookup. And it's first in a bunch. Clay County snapping from their own 25. Hand off to Markham. Joseph with it. Picks up around 5 before he's brought down. 19 seconds and ticking. I think Coach Johnson's going to be happy to take it into the half here. Clay County will be receiving the kickoff to start the third quarter. So Clay County in a pretty good place, playing some fall break football here. Markham advanced up to the 32 is where they're going to say he got to. So gain of 7 for Joseph. First half ends, as I was saying. Clay County not in a bad place on the road here on fall break, leading 13-0. Here at Scott County High School, Clay County going to receive the kickoff to start the second half, and it's time for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way,
your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Scott High 13-0 here at intermission. Clay County got things started early on the defensive side, forced a 3-and-out with an Austin Anderson sack, and the Highlanders punted the ball into the waiting hands of Alec Kerr, who took it back 63 yards on a punt return touchdown. He also made the point after to make it 7-0 early in this one. Clay County up at the 10-11 mark of the first quarter. Next possession by the Highlanders also resulted in the 3-and-out, and Clay County took advantage again with a sustained 9-play drive covering 66 yards that was capped off by Nate Adams to Jeff Spivey, 14-yard touchdown connection. Kerr missed the PAT to give you your halftime score of 13-0. That all happened in the first quarter. The second quarter was just a sloppy mess for Clay County as they went backwards on penalties. We saw interceptions and turnovers, and then the Highlanders had a chance right before the break. 40 seconds to go, they were in Bulldog territory on inside the 30-yard line. Jimmy Burchett, the savior there, with an interception to end Scott's hopes of scoring in the first half and keep Clay County's shutout intact here at intermission. Clay County again leads 13-0. On the offensive side, so far Clay County has run 20 plays for a total of 95 yards. They've only ran the ball 7 times in this first half for a total of 12 yards. Nate Adams is 6 for 13 for 83 yards. He does have 2 receptions and that touchdown to Spivey. On the defensive side, Austin Anderson leading the way at halftime with 5 tackles, 1 for loss and a sack. Wade Coons has 4, 1 for loss. Hunter Kyle has 4. Carson Sharp has 3 and Alec Kerr 3. Again, Clay County leads 13-0 here at halftime in Huntsville, Tennessee over Scott County. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthRehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Bus Shop Halftime Show, getting close to the end of halftime. Clay County leading 13-0 here at Scott High. Going to kick over to Coach Edwards, let him share some information and a budget pest control scoreboard update.
Scott County offense really stagnant the first quarter. They ended the first quarter with negative yards, and second quarter managed to get a net gain of 31 yards, a 25 plays for 31 yards total in the first half, 18 of those on the ground, 3 of 6 through the air with one interception. Penalty yardage, Scott, 4 penalties, 30 yards. Clay County, 7 penalties for 65 yards. And I think I heard Thomas say we had 95 yards of total offense, so 30 yards net offense the first half for Clay, and that, to me, that's really the big difference here.
Oh, a huge difference. Clay County more explosive, but it's hard to move forward when you're moving back.
Yes. A few scores. Of course, we started about a half hour earlier than what we normally do, and a lot of Middle Tennessee scores not in yet, but I do have a few. Coalfield, 21-0 over Greenback, and I know I always mention Coalfield, but they're one of those teams out of the East that we could see if we advance far enough.
Yeah, you know, yeah, so they'll be around, no doubt.
Livingston Academy 7, Cumberland County 7, that game in the first quarter. Trousdale County 7, Gordonsville 3, that game in the first quarter as well. The very brief Budget Pest Control scoreboard update. Budget Pest Control, spreading joy and happiness. Now, I blew that tagline. We'll just go with bringing joy and happiness, yeah, by spreading death and destruction. My apologies there.
You've got about 2.5 minutes here before this third quarter gets underway. Clay County is going to receive the opening kickoff, so we'll go ahead and take this opportunity to do the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brown, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. That phone number again, 931-397-9004. So, with no further ado, here's our first Subway Trivia Challenge question of the night. The Dogs are playing in their seventh game of the season tonight. In 1979's seventh game, Salina beat Livingston 28-22 to go to 5-2 on the season. What Bulldog threw a touchdown pass, ran a touchdown, and scored on 2 point after runs in that win? So once again, the Dogs are playing in their seventh game of the season tonight. In 1979's seventh game, Salina beat Livingston 28-22 to go to 5-2 on the season. What Bulldog threw a touchdown pass, ran a touchdown, and scored on 2 point after runs in that win? Text any responses to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. And remember to include your name along with your answer. We want to congratulate last week's winners, Ray and Hannah Bowles, and also Tyler Walker, who got the two trivia questions. They are ineligible for tonight's trivia. When you win, you have to set out the next week in fairness to everyone else. So, getting close to the start of this third quarter, before we do get it started and underway, want to throw a shout-out to the Clay County High School cheerleaders who've made the two-hour trip here on fall break to Scott High. There's seven sophomores. Actually, maybe it's eight. No, seven. Bethany Becker, Brooklyn Becker, Allison Collins, Callie Devanna, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. And they're accompanied by the three senior leaders, Anna Ray Collins, Zoe Sieber, and Tamara Smith. Sponsors, Stephen and Lana Chipwood. Glad to have them here on hand across the field from us. Halftime has ended here, and it's time to get this thing on in the third quarter. Hopefully, Clay County can get over their penalty woes and put together a more fluid, I guess would be the right word, because the other was very interrupted, second half. Parker Donaldson says that he missed the trivia question. Can we please repeat it? And we will go ahead and try to do that right now. Trivia question from tonight was, the Dogs are playing in their seventh game of the season tonight. In 1979, seventh game, Salina beat Livingston 28-22 to go to 5-2 on the season. What Bulldog threw a touchdown pass, ran a touchdown, and scored on 2 point after runs in that win back in 1979, seventh game of the season. Scott County going to kick off from right to left from our vantage point here to get this third quarter started and underway. We got Burchett and Kerr back deep to receive, and right as the kicker puts his foot to it, whistles low. Looks like offsides perhaps against the Highlanders. Perhaps against Clay County.
Well, we ended the first half with penalties and laundry on the field, and looks like we're starting the second the same way, Daniel.
Got a couple of guesses on the trivia question. Johnny McLaren and Gary Eads were both guests. Johnny Booger McLaren had graduated back after the fall of 76 season, so he was a couple years removed. Now, Gary Eads was a sophomore in the fall of 79, but it was not Gary Eads. That was a very good guess, though, coming from Mr. Jason Coombs. Oh, another great guess here from Tish Plumley. She guesses Billy T. Kittle Smith, who was a junior in the fall of 79. T. Kittle, a great player. However, that is incorrect, not him. So the Highlanders going to kick off after Clay County was offside. They move it up to the 45, and they boot it from there. Burchett on the return. Started around his own 15, up to the 40. Now up to midfield at the 50, where he's rode down in Highlander territory. Jimmy Burchett with a great return to set Clay County up with excellent field position to start this third quarter. He caught it around the black and gold 10, so a return of around 50 yards for Jimmy. Bulldog was going to take over at the 11:50 mark.
And Burchett showing, as we all know, that Alec Kerr is not the only special teams weapon that Clay County has, as he returns it into Highlander territory, as Clay County is going to start on the 44.
That is where they play it from, a short field in front of them. Four receivers to the left. Alec Kerr, swing pass out of the backfield. He has it, 40, crosses it, brought down short of the 35. They're going to mark Alec down at the 36. Setting up second, around two. That was the play they used to open the contest, if you recall. And we see it again to open the third quarter. Second and two at the 36 here. Heading off to Sharp. Carson's off right side. Little to nothing there. He might have enough to move the sticks, though. It was second short, and he does advance the sticks. Third play of this dog draft coming. They started with that excellent field position at the Highlander 44. Clay County playing quickly. It was another handoff to Sharp. That one originated from the Highlander 33. Carson advances it up to the 31, pick up a two. Second and eight now for Clay County. 10:50 and ticking third quarter. Adams in the gun, two wide either side. Hand off to Carson. He's into the heart of the defense. Crosses the 30. Brought down around the 28, 27-yard line. We'll have to check the spot. Clay County playing quicker than usual here. Ball at the 28. Pick up a 5, setting up third and 5. Actually, not a pick up a 5, pick up a 3, I guess it was. Quick screen. Left side. Ball caught. First down yardage gained. It was Jimmy Burchett on the catch. Jimmy advances up to the Highlander. 21, first and 10. Thomas does not have much of a chance to fill in here. He's riding as I'm talking. Clay County playing super fast. And as they hand off to Sharp on first and 10, whistles low.
And that play started the last play, Daniel, at the 21. Is that what you said?
Well, it did, but they blew it dead before the play started.
Illegal substitution.
Illegal substitution against Scott Hine. That's perhaps why we're seeing Clay County play so quickly here, to not let Scott get a chance to sub. 5-yard penalty. Going to march it up to the 16. First and 5 now. Adams in the gun. Hand off to Sharp. Carson driving left side. Cuts north and south. Picks up around 3, maybe 4. They're going to mark him down at the Highlander 12. Scott High trying to sub here. They successfully do it this time. Second and 2. Ball at the 12. Strong split to the right along with Kerr. Spivey left with Burchett. Adams to throw. Going for Spivey. Corner of the end zone. Ball knocked away by Highlander. Incomplete pass. Clock stops. 9:46 mark. Going to be third and 2 here. Ball at the Scott High 12.
What a tempo from Coach Harris here from Clay County. And just like you said, Daniel, I've had no time to even comment until now as Clay County kind of takes the foot off the gas for their third and short here deep in Highlander territory.
Murray Lee Brown Hampton guesses Mark Strong on the trivia answer. Incorrect on that one. Still looking for the right answer. We'll try to repeat it again in a few moments. Third and 1 from the 12. Hand off to Sharp. Carson gets the edge on the right side, gets the first down, down to the 5, and drug out of bounds. Pick up of around 6. They're going to mark him out at the 6. Sharp on the carry. So once again, Clay County moves the chains here. First set of downs, first and goal from the 6, where it's about 18 feet away from the Highlander end zone. Huge, important drive here for Clay County. Needing points here. They do lead 13-9. But those points came early thanks to a 67-yard Kerr punt return touchdown.
Yeah, started out with a great Jimmy Burchett return, Daniel, to set this one up, and then Clay County's just put on a march.
Joe Dozier said Markham could not handle the snap. Whenever we see this set, we've got double tight, double fullback, and Markham receives the direct snap. It was a little bit off to his right, hit him in the hands, though. Joseph just couldn't hang on, so a loss of yardage. Going to be second and goal now.
It's second down goal.
Now it sets at the 15, so a loss of 9 yards on that costly play for the Dogs. Three plays now to get in from the 15. They play it from the right hash. They drive from left to right from our vantage point here, high top of the home side bleachers. Adams in the gun, two wide out to the side. Markham in his right hip. Hand off to Joseph. Joseph's off the left side. Has room. Gets north and south. Picks up back what was lost and perhaps a little more. Joseph back up to around the 6.
Markham on the carry. Stop by Nolan Cotton.
They're going to set it right on the 5, we'll call it. Pick up a 10 for Joseph there.
At the 5.
Hand off to Markham again. Third and goal from the 5. Joseph running hard. Feet still moving. Gets positive yardage. And into the end zone. Joseph Markham. They give it to the big man. And he takes care of business down here on the goal line. Very limited action in the first half of play on the offensive side for Markham. But he gets it done here to open up the third quarter. Clay County goes up now 19-9. 8:31 mark third quarter, Thomas. Finally, you get a chance to say something.
Yeah, I tell you, Daniel, what a drive by Clay County. Again, set up by the Burchett return. And then they just chipped away with Kerr, with Sharp, and then Markham coming in 15 yards in 2 plays for the score.
Kerr on for the PAT. Snap, set, kicks away. And they're saying it's no good. Looked like a good one from here. Missed a little wide, though. So with 8:31 mark of the third quarter, Clay County goes up by three possessions, 19-0.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to Scott High, where Clay County now leads 19-0, and here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Harmony Springs. Clay County just scored on an 11-play, 44-yard drive set up by a 50-yard kickoff return by Jimmy Burchett to start this second half. We saw Alec Kerr, we saw Carson Sharp, and we saw Joseph Markham at the end cap it from 5 yards out to give Clay County this 19-0 lead here over Scott High. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
I'm not sure which dog made the tackle on the kickoff, but Scott County going to take over at their own 39, first and 10. Clay County leading 19-0. 8:21 mark, third quarter. Hand off inside to a back. He's met and hit. Markham, the primary tackler. And they're going to give him the line of scrimmage. So just the tackle of the average variety there for Joseph instead of a tackle for loss. I'm going to repeat that trivia question one more time. We have yet to get a right answer. I told the guys on the way up here this is a tough one. The Dogs are playing in their seventh game of the season tonight. In 1979, seventh game, Salina beat Livingston 28-22 to go to 5-2 on the season. What Bulldog threw a touchdown pass, ran a touchdown, and scored on 2 point after runs in that win? Time for me to give you a hint, I guess. It was a senior that did it, a senior in the fall of 79, so a 1980 graduate of Salina High School. Scott County with a good push there on second and 10, picking up almost enough for the first down. Ball carrier lost the football, but it was safely recovered by a Highlander. They're going to say, it looks like a first to me, but they're going to play at third and one, ball setting 2 yards from midfield at the 48. They needed the 49 to move the stick. So third and one here for the Highlanders. And to me, Thomas, you know, Scott High kind of been their own worst enemy at times here in the fact that when they should have kept running, perhaps they went to the air. Jimmy Birch had intercepted them earlier in a place that they're just not familiar throwing, perhaps. Hand off again, third and short, first down and more. Good run by Scott High. They get into Bulldog territory now, up to the 45. Scott High definitely a lot bigger team physically up front than the Dogs. And as we mentioned, a lot of starters out. John Hamilton, his dad, gave me an update there at halftime. Finally got a message through from him. And he reports an ankle injury from John, done for the night. Thinks he's going to be all right, though. But John done for the night. So we got Hamilton out. We got Garrett out with a dislocated elbow. So attrition starting to take place for the Dogs. Penalty flags fly on first and 10 before the play can get started. Any more responses, Thomas, on the hotline?
Yeah, we got Parker Donson coming in with a good guess here. He says Roger Short, question mark.
Roger graduated in the spring of 77, his senior football year, the fall of 76. I'm going to give you a few guesses here on this one, a few hints.
We've got one more from Larry, Mary Lee Brown Hampton. David Arms, she guesses.
Incorrect again. A couple of this player's classmates were Dwayne McLaren and Jimmy McBride. They were a couple seniors on this squad. It was a classmate of theirs, a senior, in the fall of 79 who accomplished the feat in that seventh game of the season against Livingston. Tackle made by Jimmy Burchett.
Ryan Lacy also with the Roger Short guess, Daniel.
At the 36.
Second and two. Highlanders putting together a nice drive here. They've got it up to the Clay County 36 and a potential long-distance listener winner tonight. Clay County High School teacher Christy McClanahan listening all the way from Aruba. She beat you, Coach, when you were listening in from Montana a couple weeks ago. Big run off the left side. Penalty flags come out, though. The Highlanders advance it down to the Bulldog 20-yard line. But this one could be coming back due to penalties. Yeah, we're going to call a hold against Scott High. So that's going to wipe off the big run there. It was number 24, Phoenix Norris, for the Highlanders on the nice run.
Yeah, besides the penalty, Eli Smith making a touchdown-saving tackle right there, Daniel. Coach Edwards and I talked about it at the break. You know, you were right, Daniel. Play calling kind of doomed the Highlanders in the first half. Here in the second half, Coach, they're going back to their bread and butter, and they're doing it well.
Yeah, they're just plowing ahead with these big offensive linemen, those guys. They are big, probably the biggest line that we've seen since all season long.
Second five. Scott High with it at the Clay County 39. A short field in front of them. They're driving here. Bowling in the gun. Heavy fullback to the right. Hand off to tailback. He's immediately brought down. Credit Hunter Kyle with blasting through the line.
Kyle doing a great job. His fifth stop of the night. Daniel, and you're right. I'm not sure if they just gave him a crease or what, but he read that one perfectly. And a tackle for loss for Hunter Kyle.
We've had a guess of Jeff Court. That one's incorrect. Also, a guess of, I saw it a moment ago on the hotline, Crank Hull. Crank too young. He was not in high school yet at the time. Third and five after Kyle with the stop. Highlanders with it, playing from the Bulldog 39.
Ooh.
Another nice defensive play. Wade Coombs this time flying in there. Eli Smith joining him, but I've got to credit the middle linebacker. Big four-year starter Wade Coombs with lowering the boom that time.
Yeah, he had a free run at that back, Daniel, and what a stop by Wade Coons. Just, again, read perfectly by this dog defense, and Coons took the feet out from under that guy.
Highlanders with it, fourth and a long three at the Bulldogs 38. Bowling in the gun. Norris at his left hip. They look to the sideline. Coach Terry perhaps wanting to change the play call here. Big play for the Highlanders. They put together a great drive, but they needed them with points. Clay County lead 19-9. Hand off inside to Norris. No play action pass. Bowling with him. He's sacked. Simultaneous contact. Joseph Markham and Eli Smith back there. Joseph getting there just a little sooner, but Smith got to give him half credit for a sack there. And he is good for at least one of those tonight anymore. Eli doing a great job filling in. And Joseph Markham there leading the way. Turnover on downs. Big stop. Clay County taking over at the Highlander 35. If we make it to the end of this third quarter, Thomas, without a correct answer, I'll just throw out the answer on the trivia and we'll move on to another one. Clay County taking over at the 45. I misspoke. 55-yard field in front of them. Adams in the gun. Brings current motion. Little pass ahead to him. Jet sweep past the curve. He's around left side. 35, 30, and he steps out of bounds, they say. Curve was on that far sideline, fixed to take it to the house, but he touched the toe out of bounds, Coach. Play started at the Clay County 45. Alec advances it up to the Highlander 36. Pick up a 19 for Kerr. Adams in the gun. First and 10. Hands off to Markham. No, it's sharp. 30. 25. 20. 15. 10. Carson going to be brought down at the 5. Explosive play by the senior tailback there.
Stop by Kenneth Van Hook. Zanon George for a Clay County first down.
This is what we need to see out of Clay County. Chris, sharp offensive output, and that's what we've seen so far here in the second half from the Dogs.
First and goal from the 4. Heavy set. The Joe Dozier. Markham with it. Right into the heart of the Highlander defense and into the end zone. Joseph Markham with his second rushing touchdown. Puts the icing on the cake of that drive, and Clay County now with a comfortable lead, 25-0, looking for the point after. And we have a comment here. I misspoke a few moments ago about long-distance listener. Your dad, Bob Weaver, tells us, Thomas, that it's 895 miles to Aruba. Western Montana's father, Coach, do you know if you're more than 1895 away?
We were about 2,005 miles, probably.
Bob's too smart.
We were right at 2,000 miles from Salina, Tennessee that night.
I just figured since Aruba, you know, was in, I guess that's another country.
It sounds,
I don't think we,
it sounds like it's
have control of it or nothing, you know. 3:31 mark. Clay County going to go for two. They missed a couple extra points tonight. A little bit of confusion out of this set. Markham at a wing on the right. Two wide to either side. Adams the quarterback. Sharp at his right hip. Adams rolls to the right. Has time. Releases off of Sharp's hands. Incomplete. So two-point attempt is no good. Clay County leads now 25-0 here from Scott High. 3:31 mark, third quarter.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back. We're Clay County leads 25-0 here at Scott High, and they just completed a three-play, 55-yard scoring drive, and this dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. The first was a hookup from Nate Adams to Alec Kerr for 19 yards, and then Sharp broke one for 31 before Joseph Markham capped it with his second rushing touchdown of the night from 4 yards out, and Clay County leads 25-0. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. EcoPounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Host of Bulldogs making the stop on the kickoff. Highlanders taking over, first and 10 from their own 42. We have yet to get a correct response on that trivia question. Had a couple different guesses. Jock McLaren's been thrown out there along with some others. Larry and Gary Watson was guessed. A good guess because they were on that team, but they are not the answer. First and 10, handoff again to Norris. He plows ahead. He's done a nice job tonight off tackle, as well as Young. Highlanders have pretty good rushing yardage totals at this point. They pick up five there, advancing up to the Scott High 46. We're at second and five.
And Clay County, you know, to end that first half, Daniel, playing a little sloppy. We called them out on it. They've responded. They've responded all year long. They've come out, and they put a dagger in the Highlanders' heart here early in this third period.
Another carry on second down. Shorter gain this time. Pick up a three. Setting up third and two. And Thomas, I know that we've missed some of those dog tacklers tonight. Unless you've seen them and marked them without announcing them.
Yeah, and I think that was Joseph Markham again with his fourth stop of the night there, Daniel. And I have been attributing each play to a player, even if I hadn't had a chance.
That's definitely what we miss. John Weaver, when he's here with us, does such a great job of spotting, helping with those tacklers. Highlanders with it from their own 48. Quarterback keeper by Bowling. He's right up the gut, has the first down a little bit more. That was not Bowling. That was number six, Brady Strunk.
To that yardage for Highlander, first down and 10 at the 46.
2:05 and ticking. First down for the Highlanders. Clay County leading 25-9. That seems like they've had the upper hand throughout this contest if you're just tuning in, but that's simply not the case. They've struggled here tonight against this 4A team at Scott High, and the Highlanders trying to break this shutout and get on the board here. Strunk with it. Another good pickup. Picks up around eight. Tackle made by Austin Anderson.
Joseph Markham again on that stop. Daniel saw him. He knifed in and got him at the legs. That was a nice little look there. Basically a fake to the left of the tailback and then a quarterback keep off the right-hand right tackle. And you can see, again, these big offensive linemen up Scott High leaning on the Bulldogs here.
Second and two. Highlanders with it at the Clay County 39. Hand off to the tailback. Gets the first down yardage. And this is around the spot on the field, Thomas, on the earlier drive when they ran the football down into Clay County territory at this point, decided to go to the air, and Jimmy Burchett intercepted them. I'm sure that head coach Terry up here will decide to keep it on the ground now and go with what's working.
Yeah, and you've seen that. I'm not sure that we've had a Highlander pass so far in this second half. If we have, it was a quick one. But just ground and pound at this point from the team in red.
First and 10. Highlanders now at the Clay County 36. Hand off to Young. He's got a big run here. Up to the 25, 20. Finally got to be brought down by Nate Adams. And there was actually another Bulldog lower, Kerr. We've had another guess on the trivia question. Dustin Wicks guessing Stephen Melton. And that's incorrect. Thought Dustin might have had it here, but he was incorrect on that one. 25 seconds and ticking, third quarter, Highlanders with it. Struck with it in the backfield. Host of Dogs collapsed on him. Little to no gain that time. Going to be the last play of this third quarter. So when we return for the start of the fourth, Highlanders going to have it at the Clay County 21, where it's going to be second and 13. There is the buzzer. Ending this third quarter, we'll be back after a few ads.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here to start this fourth quarter, I'm glad to announce that we have had three people who have correctly identified the winner of the trivia question. Fortunately, Debbie Jones guessed, and she was right. However, Tish Plumley guessed, and she was right. But the true winner, his sex came in first. Dustin Wicks had a second guess of Junior Wicks, his dad, and that's 100% correct. So, glad, honestly, that Dustin beat out Aunt Debbie and Tish there and got that one right. Junior, a great player in the fall of 79, his senior year, in that seventh game against Livingston. He threw a touchdown, ran a touchdown, and scored on 2 point after runs in that win. So Dustin needs to watch the mail for his free sub certificate and his HSN sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches. Because at Subway, fresh is what they do. Offering freshly cut veggies, toppings, protein, and freshly baked bread to create the perfect meal. Greg and Melissa's local sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in our Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. So congratulations to Dustin there for getting that right with the response of his dad, Junior Wicks. Fourth and 7, Thomas update us here on what's happened while I was reading that.
Well, great play by Jimmy Burchett coming off the edge to hold the Highlanders here to fourth down. And like you said, about 8 yards here from the 16-yard line. Last-ditch effort here for the Highlanders to get some momentum. This is a big play for this team, and they come to the line, and big play for the Dog defense to secure this shutout.
Fourth and 7, Clay County leading 25-0, 10:30 and ticking fourth quarter. Highlanders with it at the Clay County 16. Here's the snap. Quarterback keeper off the right side. Not going to be enough for the first. Tackle made by Alec Kerr along with another dog. Kerr, the primary tackler, though. Was that Adams over the top helping?
It sure was, Daniel. Just a great, great read by Alec Kerr. We know how he creeps up on the run and made the play almost at the line of scrimmage, Daniel, to get Clay County the ball back here to kind of end this one. 10 minutes to go. They're up 25-0. I like to see a little bit of Joseph Markham, Sharp, run the ball, run some time here by Clay County.
First and 10 from the 15. Clay County got an 85-yard field in front of them. Adams calls for a hard count. And there was movement. I believe it'll be against the Highlanders. It is. Ball going to be marched up to the 20. Clay County now first and 5 with an 80-yard field in front of them. So, Dustin, if you're still on air, text us your mailing address, and we'll get that sub-certificate and sticker sent your way. Carson Sharp carries on first and 5, very close to first down yardage. Carson going to be marked down just shy of the sticks, according to my point of view anyway, at the 24. We're at second one. So a gain of 4 for Carson. Yards have been tough to come by. Highlanders have done a nice job tonight defensively with the dog run game. Sharp and Markham, though, have pounded out some hard-earned yardage tonight. Burgett with a little pass play here on second one, and that one goes backwards. Good penetration by the Highlander defensive front. Drops Jimmy. I call it a pass play because Adams tosses it forward about 2 feet. To Burchett and Kerr on those jet sweeps. So technically it is a pass. Ball now set at the Clay County 18. 9:25 and ticking. Adams in the gun, tied in to either side, a wide out to either side. Sharp right behind him is the stand-up tailback. Third and 7. Adams to pass. Rolls to the right, slips down.
Adams.
It is wet here tonight. They have a nice field, nice grass on it.
Adams.
But Nate hit a wet spot, and his feet came out from under him there before he was able to release the football. Fourth and 16 now, with the ball spotted at the 10. So Clay County, another drive, Coach, where they went backwards. Fortunately, they do have a 25-0 lead. I won't kick to you because you've got comfortable taking off your headset, so... 8:35 and ticking, fourth quarter. Markham on to punt it away from the Bulldog end zone. Joseph is turned around backwards looking at that play clock. Going to let it tick all the way down. And now they snap. High booming kick from Joseph. Going to be caught by Highlander at the 45. Has some room to return, but Alec Kerr says no, sir. Immediately brings him down. Great hustle by the junior utility man.
You know, what a play by Kerr. We talk about his speed on the other side of the ball with punt returns and with receiving touchdowns and so on and so forth. But what about the speed from the gunner position on the punt cover right there, Daniel? As soon as the ball carrier caught it, Kerr saw him. He was about 7-8 yards off and just immediately closed in the sure hands to bring him to the ground. It's hard to make a tackle on a wet field in a wide open field, but not for Alec Kerr.
Highlanders take over first and 10 from the Clay County 41, a short field in front of Scott High. 8:17 mark, fourth quarter. Clay County does lead 25-9. We'll call this first down play, and then we'll throw out our other trivia question. Sponsored by Subway. This second one, though, good just for a Rising Sports Network sticker. Handing off to Young, first and 10. He reverses field. Going to be brought down short of the sticks. Adams involved, along with Burchett, who was the first contact.
Adams on the outside here, Daniel, just a great job again. We've seen him. We talked about his offensive skills. Like Kerr, he's a great defensive player, too. Good on the coverage on the outside. And when he needs to, he doesn't care to come up and make a stop for minimal to no gain on that one.
No gain, second and 10. Here's another trivia question for you. The last time Scott High and Salina met prior to this evening was in 1998 when Salina lost 42-0. In the lopsided defeat, which Bulldog led the way defensively and recorded 14 tackles? Scott County with it, second and 10. Pass play set up. Ball's released and knocked away. Pass interference call.
No, Daniel.
Good coverage by Adams there, or Kerr. Kerr there on it drew the penalty, though.
You know, you talked about this one just being for a sticker, the trivia question, and I'll let you repeat. We got Colby Garrison here. He's saying, I just want to buy one. They're in high demand.
Well, they are, and I tell you what, Colby's my brother-in-law. He listens to us every week. I'm going to give him one. I'm going to make a special trip up there tomorrow, put one in his mailbox, and Hopefully I can just see him personally and hand it to him, visit with him for a minute.
Now, if you announce that, you know, you may have to make a lot of trips, Daniel.
Well, that one's family. I'll pay for it. 7:22, Mark, fourth quarter, 1st and 10, after the pass interference penalty. So Scott County advances up deeper now into Bulldog territory at the 26. We have a guess from Linda Strong of Matt Adams. He had graduated the year before. Matt was a senior in the fall of 97 when we came up here to Scott County. He got beat. I'm talking about the fall of 98, the home game in Salina. So it was someone who had not already graduated, of course. It was a senior, I'll say that. It was a senior. Another guess of Brian Plummy here from Debbie Jones. Once again, incorrect. Brian, a senior in the fall of 97, a classmate of Matt Adams's. They were 1 year graduated from the year I'm talking about. 2nd and 8 for the Highlanders. Play it from the Clay County 26, trying to break this scoreless drought for them. Another quarterback keeper by Strunk. Who stopped him, Tom?
I think you're looking at Hunter Kyle submarining down the line on that one. Eli Smith had a shot at him. A blocker picked him up right before Kyle made the stop.
Tonight's the night for the offspring to get the answers right. Allie Ashley sends in a response of her dad, Jason Ashley, a great friend of mine and a teammate of mine on that 98 team, and she's 100% right. It was Jason leading the way in that defensive effort. He's playing fullback at night. Also had over 100 yards rushing, a great performance by him in one of his final games as a Bulldog. Certainly no fault of his, that final 42-0 outcome that night. He did all he could. 3rd and 2, Highlanders with it. Strunk rolls to the right, thrown out of bounds. Incomplete. Clark's going to stop at the 5:45 mark, fourth quarter. Clay County does lead 25-0. So congratulations tonight to Dustin Wicks and Allie Ashley. We'll give Allie that sticker at school on Monday. Fall break's over. Going to have to go back to it, Coach Edwards, on Monday. 4th and 2 for the Highlanders. This drive has seems like it's taken a lot of time here. Still 5:45 on the clock, though. Ball at the black and gold 18. Highlanders trying to get the first down and extend the drive. 3 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Quarterback keeper by Strunk, going to be brought down. Tackle for a loss made. Hunter Kyle, he's been great tonight on the defensive front. Kyle kind of been that dominant lineman after Hamilton went out with the ankle injury. Levi Garrett was already out. And we saw Kyle in the 3rd game of the season down at Cornersville with a huge night, 3 sacks in that contest, and he's kind of replicated that feat tonight, Thomas.
Yeah, he's been playing well. We've seen, tonight he's one of the top tacklers. He's had a couple for loss already, and we've talked about him all year long about how he's played well, and he's really stepped up tonight in the absence of Levi Garrett.
Dogs 1st and 10 from their own 18, an 82-yard field in front of them. And I would say they're looking to choose some clock here and get this one over. They do lead 25-0. On 1st down, they hand off to Carson Sharp. The senior running back advances up to the Clay County 22. So pick up a 4, making it 2nd and 6. Clay County going to be back at home next week against Grundy County. We'll be on the air again. Kirkwood's pregame show will start at a traditional 6 o'clock Central time next week. A little bit off tonight. Started at 5:30 Central due to Scott High being in Eastern time zone. 4:53 and ticking. Playing it from the 22. Hand off to the back. He's off right side. That could have been Markham that time. They're saying Sharp was the carrier on the PA. Thomas, you disagreeing?
I am disagreeing unless he and Markham are in the ballgame together, which you don't see much.
Markham is the back. Picked up a few. Advanced it up to what we'll call the 24. So a gain of 2, making it 3rd and 4. Adams on third and four, hands off to the end of Joseph. He breaks the tackle. He's off to the races. Left side, has first down and more. 35, cram. He keeps in bounds, picks up a few more as he demolished one Highlander there. Joseph advancing up to the 41. Markham's such a great player. His older brother, Jared, one of my favorites, had a year or two coaching him. I guess 2 years coaching him, 2 years broadcasting his junior and senior season here on the Horizon Sports Network. Such a great guy and a great Bulldog. Joseph carrying right along in his footsteps. Ball at the 41, first and 10. Adams in the gun, hands off to Markham again. Going to be gobbled up this time, working hard, just trying to get back to the line. Garrett should be back in the lineup next week, from what I understand. The big question for Bulldog Nation is when will we see the return of injured junior Keaton Arms. Keaton's such a big part of what we do. He got hurt right at halftime of the second game of the season, so it's been a while since we've seen the junior. Hopefully he'll be able to return before season's end. Second 10 after the no gain there. 3:25 and ticking. Clay County leading at 25-0.
Yeah, and overall, this team needs to get healthy. We've talked about the absence of Hamilton, the absence of Garrett. Well, you know, we forget about Keaton Arms and what he brings to this team just because it's been so far removed. But heading into this home stretch, Clay County needs some consistency up front as Markham makes two moves in the backfield, and he's free, Daniel.
I was going to let you go ahead and call it. He crossed midfield, crossed the 45, and then driven out of bounds. It looked like he was going to lose yardage, but Joseph, with good vision there, stuck his right foot in the ground, cut back left, and the defense over pursued him, and he had a nice pickup there. Advanced it up into Highlander territory at the 43. 2:45 and ticking. Clay County going to go to 7-0. On the season, folks, that's only the seventh time in our 80-year football history that a team has opened up 7-0. It happened in 1955, 1974, 1981, 1982, 1990, and last in 1996. So here in 2021, Clay County going to open up 7-0. Three wide right, handoff again to Markham. Markham with it, 40, brought down by the ankles. Picked up yardage, though. Squirted up to the 37, where they're going to mark him down. Second and five. So the remaining schedule for Clay County. Got Grundy County next week at home. Then they travel to Jamestown to play York. Have not met the Dragons in several years. Then going to finish it up down at Turney Ford Field on October 29th in Gordonsville for the region 4A championship game, basically is what it's going to be. Minute 43 and ticking fourth quarter. Clay Kenny does lead 25-9. Just running this timeout. Probably another handoff to Markham here. They play it from the Highlander 37. Adams with it. Gives to Joseph. He's off right side. Crosses the 35 up to the 34. Pick up a three. Third and one. Markham going off. Carson Sharp coming back in. Minute five and ticking left in this one. Hard fought one. 25-0 and going to be the final here unless Clay County does something drastic in this last minute. We're under 1 minute to play now. Clay County probably going to have to snap on two more plays, one of them at least. Sharp going to get the carry. Low snap. Adams couldn't hang on to it. Has the fall on it. Lost a yardage there on the play. Clock going to continue to run, though.
At the 42.
Clay Kenny not going to have to snap the football again. 28 seconds and ticking. Game clock, 35 seconds and ticking play clock. This one's over. Clay County going to win it 25-0, go to 7-0 to start the year. Coach Johnson never once said that he wanted a big undefeated streak to start the season, but guess what? He is happy with it. 10 seconds and ticking here at Scott High. Clay County, a hard-fought win on the road tonight. We'll break it down when we come back. Buzzer sounds. This one goes final. Clay County winners 25-9. That's Scott High. We're going to come right back in a few moments and do the CarQuest postgame show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest postgame show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here at Live on the Horizon Sports Network, Clay County winners 25-0 tonight here at Scott High. This is the Carquest postgame show. Thomas hard fought one. Halleck Kerr got it started early with that big 67-yard punt return touchdown, and it's kind of a quagmire after that for a long time, though.
Yeah, it was. Jumped out to a 2-score lead pretty quick. The Clay County defense setting the tone with back-to-back 3-and-outs. We talked about the Kerr 63-yard punt return touchdown. He made the PAT, made it 7-0, 10 minutes left in the first quarter. And then Clay County went to work, put together a 9-play, 66-yard drive, capped off by Nate Adams to Jeff Spivey, 14-yard touchdown connection to make it 13-0. And we thought the Dogs were ready to roll. But it was just the opposite there in that second quarter.
Yeah, penalties started to set in. Things got a little sloppy. Had some reserves in on the offensive line at that point because Levi Garrett out starting the game. John Hamilton, we lost him through the contest due to an ankle injury. So had some young guys up there.
We had some young guys in protection, and we saw some pressure from the Highlanders. And we saw Nate Adams show a little kink in his armor. Back-to-back interceptions for the freshman, the first of his career. He threw 10 touchdown passes, zero interceptions up until that point. But, you know, they ended up, they didn't hurt this team. It didn't cost them a score, and Clay County went into the half up 13-0.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked a lot about it. Bigger schools, this is not a bad football program. Now, they was 1-4, I think, coming into tonight. But, you know, they play a tough schedule, 4A football. A whole different world than what we're used to. So, yeah, hard fought at that point, 13-0.
And then that intermission, I'm sure Coach Jake Johnson and then his entire staff weren't happy with the production and the play and the sharpness of Clay County in that second quarter. And they came out and they responded to it, Daniel. First drive of the second half, put together 11-play, 44-yard drive. It was set up by a great punt, kickoff return by the junior Jimmy Burchett. We talked about it, what Alec Kerr did on special teams. Burchett did it, too.
Yeah, he did. Great return by him. And offensive coordinator Chris Harris put his foot on the gas pedal.
He did.
High-octane drive, essentially no huddle playing. Bam, bam, bam. We had trouble even calling it off.
We did, and it was tempo and tempo to his finest. Alec Kerr got involved. Carson Sharp got involved. And then Joseph Markham capped it off with the last 15 yards, including a five-yard touchdown. And then the Clay County defense stood up on the ensuing Scott possession as they turned them back on a fourth at the 38 deep in Clay County territory. Smith and Markham combined for a sack, turnover on downs. Three plays later, Markham's back in the end zone. It's 25-0, and this one was over at that point.
It was, and that ended up being the final score. I know some more action ensued after that, but, you know, win's a win, and 25-0, solid one there. Nice hats off to the defense for keeping a good Scott High offense out of the end zone, getting that shutout victory tonight to move to 7-0 on the year. Coach, before we go to break, do you want to do any Scott stats? You want to do it all after?
We can do it right now. It won't take but just a second. 45 plays for 96 yards total. 37 of those coming on the ground for all 96 yards. You know, it looked like Scott got into kind of a rhythm there late in the third, early in the fourth to run the ball. It was just too little too late.
Yeah.
You know, after Clay got such a big lead on this, the clock ran out on him. Through the air, they were 3 of 8 for a net of 0 yards, one interception. Penalty yards, Clay County, 10 penalties for 90 yards. Scott, 7 penalties for 50.
A lot of coaching points on those penalties, I know, to work out. We're going to play one final promo. Come back. Thomas will share with us the Clay County stats. We'll announce the TDS top performer and give a final budget pest control scoreboard update.
You're listening to the CarQuest Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top performer and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the CarQuest post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here live for the last time from Scott High. Thomas?
Well, offensive stats for Clay County, not a great night. Didn't break the 300 mark. 43 plays for a total of 234 yards and three offensive touchdowns. 25 rushes, 123 yards on the ground, two touchdowns. Nate Adams, pretty good night, really, completion-wise. 10 for 18, 111 yards, the one touchdown. But he did have the two interceptions we talked about. Receiving-wise, Alec Kerr, leading receiver, 4 catches for 73 yards. Jimmy Burchett, 4 catches for 9 yards. Jeff Spivey, 2 catches for 21 yards and a touchdown, the first of his career. And Grant Strong, 1 catch for 8 yards. Your leading rusher tonight was Joseph Markham, he carried it 10 times for 70 yards. That's a heck of an average. And then Carson Sharp had 13 carries for 66 yards. Joseph also with two touchdowns out of that set deep in the end zone. Adams, two carries for negative 13, both sacks there on the negatives. Defensively, we had a lot of guys, big numbers here. You know, last week I think we counted almost 20-something people in the tackle category. That's not the case here tonight, but we had some big numbers for others. Jimmy Burchett had three stops and that huge interception right before the half, if you'll remember, to stop the Highlanders from getting in the end zone. Alec Kerr, seven stops tonight. Joseph Markham, five tackles, one for loss and a half sack. Carson Sharp, three tackles. Nate Adams, three tackles, one for loss. Eli Smith, five tackles tonight and a half sack. Grant Strong, two tackles tonight. Austin Anderson, we talked about him stepping up tonight. Five tackles, a sack, and a tackle for loss. Wade Coons, seven stops tonight, and one of those for loss. And Hunter Kyle, also seven stops, two for loss, and a big sack in this game, Daniel. And we'll lead right into the next segment.
It is time to announce tonight's TDS top performer, and we have settled in on Hunter Kyle, as Thomas just said, right there amongst the leaders, seven stops, two of them for loss, one of them a quarterback sack. Basically replicating the great night he had at Cornersville a couple weeks ago. Thomas, you got that. What did he do that night?
That night at Cornersville, he had five tackles, three sacks, and one for loss. And, you know, he just made play after big play. They came in big moments. And tonight, Hunter Kyles did too. You know, we saw the Highlanders with good field position right before the half, and then a couple times here in the second half, turned them over on downs, and Hunter Kyle was a big, big part of that. But the biggest thing to me, and we talked about it in the break, we talked about needing somebody to step up in the absence of Levi Garrett. John Hamilton goes down early in this game. So there's not really that leader on that defensive line left. Hunter Kyle claimed that role tonight. He said, all right, guys, we're going to step up. We're going to do this. And against a big offensive line, a big front, Hunter Kyle brought those guys along.
He did. You know, he's the old guy out there.
He is.
At that moment. He's the junior. I think he was joined by two sophomores most of the rest of the time. And he's just done such a great job all through the preseason because, if you remember, he was the starter in those first two games and kind of earned a spot and stayed in that rotation because John Hamilton missed the first two games. Hunter Kyle was his reserve there. Coach Johnson is just very impressed with this young man. He's one of those guys that will do anything you ask him. It's not about him. It's about the team. And he just works hard every day. He's not a real big guy.
No, he's not.
He's pretty thin. He's tall. But we're talking about him playing defensive tackle, you know.
Defensive tackle. And if he does play on offense, he's the tight end, Daniel.
Right.
He looks more like a wideout. But that just shows you how greedy of a player he is.
He does. Coach Edwards, have you noticed anything about Hunter Kyle this season during his play tonight or otherwise?
Well, I've just noticed that last year you didn't call his name very much.
Right.
This year
exactly.
He's been a regular. Every game, every Friday night, you're calling his name at some point throughout the game, and usually more than once. So it just tells you, you know, how much he's improved.
Absolutely.
Maybe he might if we did a most improved player,
yeah,
he might be the guy.
No doubt.
Yeah, I think so. Hunter Kyle, tonight's TDS top performer, just did another outstanding job. The TDS top performer is brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders. Coach, I know some games may not be final back on Central Standard Time, but give us what you got.
Well, yeah, one final, Coalfield 49, Greenback 0. And then these others, couple in the third quarter here, Cascade 22, Joe Burns 14, Grundy County 6, Whitwell 2. That was in the third quarter. Livingston Academy trying to sneak in and get their first win, 20-14 over Cumberland County. That one's at halftime. Marion 10, Tyner 0, halftime. Listen to this one. Lebanon 21, Mount Juliet 0, halftime.
I knew it.
My
it ain't over, but
you didn't pick them.
I know it. That's why I'm frustrated. I was wanting to pick them.
Third quarter, Trousdale County 21, Gordonsville 10.
Mm. Who's you wanting to pick in that one, didn't you?
I wanted to pick Drysdale. It's one of those nights that two of my four picks was not the team I wanted to pick. It's not a very good strategy.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They've killed more bugs than windshields.
Folks, Clay County, 2021 Bulldogs, 7-0 to open up this campaign. Only the seventh team in our 80-year-plus football history to accomplish that feat. We'll talk more about that next Friday night when we're back at home at John Teeples Field for senior night against Grundy County. We'll be on our Carquist pregame show starts at 6 o'clock. Final score from here at Scott High, Clay County 25, Scott High 0. For Fletcher Strong, Thomas Weaver, and Rob Edwards, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.